Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers catch you run with. Get done with. Jump quick. The fuck you going post a dog or some bum shit? I said go to gun click. Now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over pussy that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all from the shrimp or the hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain, the heaviest curse ahead. No more talk. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fish. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here today. Welcome. It's the Easter special. This the Jesus Alien Resurrection 2021. Man, we about to put it out here on this special day. Shout out to DMX. Hope all is well. Hope he resurrect because he's in a bad state of mind right now. So we hope all for him and his family that he will resurrect from out of this and get back into the reality world that he once was in. Of course, a special shout out to all you April birthday people. Much love to all y'all out there. And we know this is a special month because this is that month of the Ishtar. It's also the month of what they call the Passover. Oh, man, we about to get deep and heavy today. And a special shout out to everybody last week on the panel. I mean, you can't even get a panel of that magnitude of knowledge that we gave out last week on the program called Draco's. Special shout out also Sister Antoinette. Judge Joe Brown was on the other night, and I think y'all better listen to that show. Beautiful show. Go back to the archives. Go to OE Dry Bones. Judge Joe Brown and Sister Antoinette. Also Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie, Sister Antoinette, and all of you who join in on us called the Dry Bones Network. We appreciate you for joining us and connecting. But today's program, we about to get hard and heavy. We told you we ain't playing. We leaving off from Draco's. You still in Draco's. If you noticed, after the program that we did on Draco's, all news networks start talking about draconian law. So either we ahead of the game or they just catching up. Which one is it? So we're going to figure out they're catching up. Everybody got to catch up, man. We've been doing this game for a long time. But this is what we've been warning you about. We've been warning you about the Jesus alien resurrection. Now, I know all y'all think it's a joke out there. That's why they're giving you the alien vaccine to prepare you. Oh, yeah. See, this is not a game. See, your very life, the foolishness in the gullible, sheep-like atmosphere of the world, not just America. I'm not even going into black and white today. Black and white don't mean nothing right now. This is a global assault. A global assault. I don't even know how much to put it on there. But yes, it is a global assault. And look at all that's going on. We're going to hit y'all up and bring y'all in shortly. All the new, I mean, just think about how they're setting you up with Little Nas, satanic blood shoes and stuff. Nike got a lot of nerves talking shit because Nike is the high priest of Saturn. Nike is Saturn, the high priest of this world. And many of you buying the shoes, there's no way you're going to win this in the present state of mind of a drone. This is impossible. Anybody who calls this program claiming you, they got people believing that they got a black militia. Really? I read something. This dude supposed to have a black militia. You see they got Farrakhan on the list next. Not that he's going to jail, just so he can play the role that we got to put the Islam people in now. You know, they know it's Operation, what is it? Operation Jade Helm still in effect that y'all forgot about? Look at the name, Jade Helm. And now, the story that no one wants to talk about is this story of Jesus coming off a cross and floating in mid-air. I know God could do everything, but how does it look that he floats in mid-air and they had to have a council of Nicaea to determine if Jesus is real? Come on, everybody. Let's wake up and smell the coffee. This is going to be unbelievable today. The information I got is actually off. See, one thing about what we do with the Dry Bones, we connect the dots. If we see a word that no one just skipped over, that word has got to be the key word. And that word was from the last show. The last show where it was Draco, and the name was Etanin. That's E-L-T-A-N-I-N. And it means the dragon head. And it's a bunch of astronomers behind it. And then as I went deep into this, I said, I know you got to go deeper. But all this is happening. If you do not know what's going on in the world, they are now parading the gods of Egypt in a parade. Now, you don't have the power to go over there. None of you in the Western world who claims this comedic knowledge and everything, you can't even go over there to see that. That's how powerful this shit is. You can sit over here and talk about all the stuff that goes on, but the reality is you can't go over there today in Egypt to claim any of those sarcophagus of the pharaohs. Right now, they have the biggest parade ever. You should see the gold of the sarcophagus of all of the pharaohs. I told you this time was coming. Then we did a show about the pharaohs were also part of this, but y'all want to pretend like they ain't because they black. Well, you won't be pretending like that today after this program. Guaranteed, because you're about to lose your mind up in here if you listen to this whole show. Because it's going to collapse. And you're going to have to resurrect after you collapse into a real reality. Now, let's get busy with what we're talking about. Goes on to say, as they're doing this parade, go look on Google. As you listen to the program, just Google everything we say. You'll find out it'll lead you to the real trail. But it ends up in Egypt. Draco, I found it. It says, here it is, everybody. When you go look this up, it goes on to say, the Alpha Ursa Major, which is up to date to the prominent object of the Egyptian temple worship in the north, Gamma, was known there as ISIS. The former name applied to the time of Cyrus, and it marks the head of the hippopotamus that was part of our Draco. 3,500 years ago, through the central passage of the Temple of Hathor, you know, y'all, Brother Kwame mentioned it, Dendara, which is the calendar thing they have on there, and Amut, and of Thebes. And here it is, Canopus, being seen through other openings toward the south at the same date. This is the same date we're talking about now, this time here. It says that Karnak Temple, Ramses, all these temples being brought up today, they're going through a parade today with these temples. Karnak Temple, Ramses Temple, Thebes, and the former passage, which is a star, was observed, and the seventh different temples were oriented toward it. So they already got, they worshiping right now. What we talking about? Go Google it. Egypt is having the biggest parade, not even seen on TV. Now, here it goes what they're doing. It says they're going to open up. It says the view is found in three different sets of structures closed together. Here too, certainly known as determined knowledge of the purpose of which are designed. Which, being such being the case, was not discovered in the procession of the equinox. It is generally supposed, but merely published and discovered, made by the Egyptians, and were perhaps then from the Chaldeans. It stated that Ep, title of the goddesses. Look what it just says. Apet, Bes, Mut, Sekhet, and Tuat were all titles of one goddess in the Nile worship of the Gamma star system of Dracos. Here goes into saying that this is all, which I like to hear so much. It says that Gamma, the Y in this etymy, lies exactly at the zenith of the Greenwich. That's the Greenwich. Remember, Brother Patel was talking about the Greenwich time. It's called the zenith star. Now, all this is happening right now before your very eyes. And it also goes to say the whole story of Dracos represents the dragon that guarded the golden apple in the garden of Hesperides. And today, which y'all call the Ptolemy, the bright star is that of Saturn and Mars. That's why they had to have that shoe come out today with little Nas and them, just give worship to Saturn. See, they do it so cleverly and so smooth that you wouldn't even know. That's why you don't even realize that the Jesus that you worship in the day that got off the cross is the alien resurrection. By today's program, we hope to have you in pure aptitude of what is happening to us as the so-called Jesus alien resurrection, because you're getting shots and you don't know what you're going to resurrect in. You are taking vaccinations like the serpent, vax, and you don't know what you're about to be turned into. It's called the alien Jesus resurrection. So you are Jesus. And see, let me get this deep in your mind today, because see, all this is sacrifice. We told you. I got the holy occult holiday and Sabbath is right in my hand. So anybody who doubt what I'm saying, see, we get some real books that you don't really hear about on regular radio. Why don't you get the occult holiday and Sabbath book? Just like we told you. Ishtar, known as Easter, is one of the Illuminati's human sacrifice nights. Okay, let's start this party. Yeah, you see what I'm telling you. They crashed the man. They shot up Colorado again. Same as the Dracos is Calaboon. All this is in Dracos, the star system. Let me read some more so you don't think I'm making this up from last week's program. Goes on to say, not only is the human sacrifice, Easter is shifting dates using common practice of astrology. See, Easter was not supposed to be the first Sunday. It's usually on the 19th. Oh, I know y'all might not know that, but go look it up. It says, here it goes. This comes out their own encyclopedias. While Christians commemorate the crucifixion, actually, Friday, April 19th is also the first day of the Passover. So obviously, it tells you in their occult holiday books they were going to shift the dates on us. Boy, it's good to know things because you don't get all panicked up and start taking vaccines. Anyway, let me get into the nitty-gritty of all this. Goes on to state, Easter is shifting dates using common practices of astrology. That's just common to them. It celebrates on the first Sunday after the first new moon of Ostara. Ostara just happened. You remember the big full moon that just happened that caused a ship in the Suez Canal because it lifted up the tides? Oh, man, y'all better be paying attention. See, I wonder if you really are paying attention to astrology, really, or if you just pretend on radio. I don't know. But see, I got the facts because this is a program where facts matters. Okay, so now we see that they changed. That's why it's the fourth. See, it's changed already. They told you they were going to change it. Now it goes on to say, after celebrating on the first new moon, which you just seen recently, these dates have nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Rather, it's the day and tradition of the return of Semiramis. In her reincarnated in the form of a spring goddess, equivalent to our Good Friday, is Easter Friday, historically been timed to the third full moon from the start of the year. Since the marrying of Easter to Jesus' resurrection, Good Friday permanently is fixed on a Friday prior to Ishtar. So now you know why you did all that celebration. Had nothing to do with Jesus. Had to do with the goddess Semiramis. That's all. A goddess. Not a man, but a goddess. And the Eastern stars. All you Eastern stars out there. Think I don't know? You think I don't know? It says you are worshiping the mysteries of Babylon, the adulterous evil system over Saturn. And now for the final finale before we turn it on to the bones, to cry out. It goes on to say, Easter, as though it were a Christian, many independent researchers and preachers and everybody else began referring to this day as Jesus' resurrection or as Resurrection Sunday in order to separate the day from the pagan celebration of Ishtar, supposedly. But in reality, you are worshiping the wife of Nimrod. And among these celebrations, the whole world celebrates with you. It's not by yourself. Because guess who it really is? It's the worship of Isis. Then all this bunny, Easter bunny stuff, y'all should know by now, is talking about your dicks in the ovaries of a woman. Because this is pure sex magic coming out their books, just out their own stuff. Goes on to say, and I'll bring y'all in shortly. It says, all this, the Easter bunny, all this is the goddess totem of the moon hair. It's called moon hair, like not rabbit, like moon hair. Like the rabbit hair, but moon hair, will lay eggs on good children. Look what it says now. I want you to hear this because you're doing it now. You're doing it now. It says, the moon hair would lay eggs for good children, and the Ishtar hair was in the shape of the Celtic image of the surface of the full moon. Now, all these full moons have happened already. All of them. The last one was just recently, and it's a big one, and they sacrificing the children. Let me get back into the hot buns. I mean, I got the whole history of every Lent. All this does not mean what you just did, the sacrifices. All you go to church, don't know y'all just worshiping Beltrane, the earth goddess. All this earth goddess stuff is happening. That's why the women are acting like menstruational. That's why I said, who can fight with a brawling woman? The menstruation. But now the Jesus story where he gets off the cross, who takes him off the cross but women, the three stars of Draco's, Mary, Ruth, and Martha, and all these Electa and Deborah. You think we ain't going to talk about that today. Well, let me just get ready for this, because Prometheus, you know, Prometheus Productions and Prometheus, this is all Jesus, resurrection. The whole story is in the book of Leviticus, everybody, 4:26. To better correlate, you better look at Leviticus 22:3. It's very interesting that it meddles in the affairs of the gods. It says, I quote the verses, I hope you will find them open to discuss today, and that you might and might not have to be influenced by movies and of aliens of the universe, because it tells you in the alien Bible, which we told you was an alien book. Anytime you can come down, y'all been taking words out of context. Y'all don't know what priests mean, obviously. Priest means engineer. The priests could be engineers and could visitation of planets and of origins. And it says, when it says the fat of the sacrifice, because all this is about sacrifice. That's why all that killing took place this month. So y'all didn't realize all the shootings took place during the month of the sacrifice, the Passover. Oh, they're going to pass over, all right. They're going to pass over so big on the next round. I must laugh because laughter makes the heart feel better, because after all that's going on, all the hate and the sick, mentally minded people that we have to deal with, including family members and all members of the dry bones, because all is connected. And let me just go right here and say this. It says, sin could be the visitation, but the fat is sacrifice. Well, that's a big question. What is the fat? All these fat and the sacrifice. What do these things mean? Atonement. Here's what they put in their own theory. And I said theory. The atonement of the visitation be the creation of the human-alien hybrids by their very presence. They are saying that Jesus was actually put together from the embryos of divine workers who womb Mary, Mass, even Islam. Farrakhan got his Mas, Maryam, Mary. Mary means Maya. It's a star. Out of the Draco star system. I got it right here. I can't even get it. I got so much in my possession right now that I'm just looking through everything to see who is going to debate that this is fake. Who's going to tell me this is false? I can't wait. Can't wait, because this is going to be a beautiful day. And Egypt is in here. I want to hear all you Egyptian people. Egypt right here. And they're having you're not at the ceremony, I notice. You ain't at the ceremony that they just talked about, because it's right going on right now in Cairo, Egypt. Ain't there, are you? Or is it Cairo, Illinois? Which one is going to be? We're going to find out today. But we want you to know that today's date ain't by accident. 4-4 is the day, the resurrection of the so-called Jesus. We going ready? For all those listening on the internet, we about to bring in a multitude of people in. Got y'all. I see y'all ready. I'm about to put y'all all in the mix. But I got to do what we do. Now, we got something for you. Just so we can get this program started, I'm going to put some water on, some fire on some stuff. Because, see, Jesus has also got many connotations, allegoric connotations. That's why I told you this program is about allegoric, metaphor, all at the same time. Jesus can mean you. Because, see, Jesus is a sacrificial lamb. And so you just sacrificed your whole bodies for the whole of humanity, because that's what Dr. Fauci. Now, Fauci's name is so as Fa. Y'all forgot about the show we did called The Fabians. The snapping turtle people. Yeah. Now, here where it gets deep, everybody. Today's program is going to be based off Jesus is an alien mindset that you had no idea it was. They call it anthropomorphized. They made Jesus seem real to you as a human body. But the things Jesus took and claimed he took, the things he done are unexplainable unless you know allegoric or lore. You know, if you know allegoric lore, it'll start to make more sense. That's what we're going to put in the... See, all this so-called not believing in embryos, when they showing you right now they can do embryos. They showing you right now. Ain't no problem doing an embryo. At all. At all. None. Everybody know there's no problem. So let me get y'all in the mix. Well, before I play this, let me get y'all thoughts on some of the things we talked about today, because you see the sacrifice part. I'm going to bring y'all in. Sacrifice part seems to be on play. The date changed. To go along with the astrology, they changed the date. They claim they changed the dates to the first full moon of Ostara. Ain't that amazing? It sounds womanly. Ostara. Ostara. Go look that up. It'll take you way back. And Saturn. How Saturn is being played. And here we hear Nike, which is Saturn, with the shoe that they put that boy up to. They put that boy up to that. That boy ain't know what he was doing. They sat his ass down, mind controlled him because he's on music. Music, which can soothe the soul, can also brainwash your ass. Which done a great job by the tuning fork of changing the key to, like Brother West, to the different hertz. At 432, I mean, we on some bad energy. And you have to listen to different things to get you off that energy, because that grid, you got to jump off sometimes, like that matrix talk. Jump off, but you got to go back on. You're not going to get off the matrix. How? Unless you die. And since you're not dead, you will have to deal with it. Let me get some of y'all back in before I look up what the program and get y'all here. What y'all think about this correlation with all that's going on today? All that's going on. All the events are coinciding right with what's going on right now.
Bruh, this is a true story. What have I told you? I saw Jesus flying through the air yesterday with a basketball. They just released the Space Jam 2 trailer starring LeBron James. It came out yesterday.
What?
I saw the commercial on there. I saw the commercial on it.
Now, see, I didn't even see it. I see, they already showing you coming out of outer space already, and I didn't even... Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Keep it going. I'm looking for the clip that's going to blow everybody's mind. Yo, keep it going.
Hey, since you was talking about engineers, now, on this date back in 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen established Microsoft. Also, on this date back in 1949, NATO was formed. And tomorrow, the
NATO
Southern Baptist...
NATO.
NATO, N-A-N-A-T-O.
No, I know, but I'm Anthem. Using that thing, say NATO. NATO, yeah. NATO, but NATO.
Yep. And tomorrow, the Southern Baptists are going to be battling the Catholic Jesuits in Indiana for the National Basketball Tournament. So it's going to be Gonzaga versus Baylor. And ironically, this game is tomorrow, right after the day of Easter. That ain't no accident.
No.
Right King after Kong Easter. And King Kong.
They switched the date. They switched. And it says the offering. They said that's what it says. It says the Easter offering are derived from the traditional priests and priestesses who were bringing in the temple of Ishtar. The sacrifices. So today,
hey,
go ahead, Joe. Go.
The brother hit it on the head. And Gonzaga, who made it to the final? Gonzaga and
Baylor.
And Baylor. And Gonzaga, Godzilla, King Kong. Hey, Hey, and when I thought about it, when you mentioned, you know, the resurrection and the birth, and when you think about the Suez Canal, just think about the biggest penis being stuck in a birth canal or the vagina or the canal. You understand? I was like, look at this. Oh, they're on high assault. It's coming. And all these dummies that are vaccinating up to get that alien prep form, but everybody's going to have to make a decision now when it comes down to the money. How you gonna navigate or you understand how you gonna contract?
Basic universal income disguised as reparations.
That's what I say. It's global. It's no longer talking about just in America or just black shit, white shit. This is a global takeover that we've been hearing for quite a few y'all. And I'm bringing many of y'all in. Those of y'all hit the number one button, I'll be bringing you in. Please give me an opportunity to get as many as you can in there. A total takeover. But let's go with this story of Jesus. Get somebody making whistling. I don't know where that's coming from, but y'all need to put yourself on mute. Y'all hear that? Somebody outside?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much. This alien assault that's out there every day, and I say alien assault, it doesn't mean it has to be with a flying saucer. Just alien to your body is assault. If something is not right going into your body that has not been tested, almost like an embryo type of mentality that they're doing, no, anybody who believes that this was done without with consent is fooling himself. This was done without your consent because they did no testing on nobody, no dummies, no animals. This was called emergency orders. And unfortunately, speed does not sound good. The Trump called that play there. That play is detrimental right now that we're looking at, and we're looking at all entities in this game we're playing, including all people who had power recently and is going to have power in the next. Because remember, when Jesus got off that cross, it represents a changing of good and evil. It says it in their own thing. It says Jesus' murder was part of a cosmic struggle between good and evil, life and death. So just forget about the Jesus. Let's just deal with the mundane cosmic struggle of good and evil. So good and evil ain't going nowhere because they together. And life and death ain't going nowhere because they together. So basically.
So is this why we have the Galactic Space Force now?
Yeah. The Galactic Space Force. Something is coming. And think about it. Good and evil. Basically, good and evil is what they're trying to tell you in their own murder of the so-called human sacrifice. So you're sacrificing yourself for the better good. Ain't that what they're trying to put in your mind here? Everybody took a shot. This is for the better good. This is for you. This is for the better good. I'm going to take two more calls while I bring in this hot plate coming. Let me get 4007. And the sacrifice, they're acting like they all got everybody killing now. Nation Islam, y'all better be careful. Because Farrakhan ain't going to jail. No, he got immunity. They going to get the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Jump in.
You know what I heard? I heard that the boogeyman put some cooties into the tooth fairy and it came out an egg-laying rabbit. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Because everybody running around acting like with a mask on, acting like everybody got cooties they're going to put on them. And everybody, if you don't wear a mask, they look at you like you're crazy. So we believe in the boogeyman and the tooth fairy and the egg-laying rabbit. And folks running around talking about Jesus on the cross. The alien. Alien, folks. The word alien is what it is. They're putting a lean on your behind, and they're going to take you out with the shot. The shot is a euthanasia shot. That's what it is, folks. You better check out the ingredients. If you don't know the contents of vaccines contain formaldehyde, carbolic acid, sodium aluminum phosphate, poisoned eggs, all kinds of antibiotics, which is anti-life drugs. All of this is put in vaccines to make sure that you don't make it. So if you want to live, you better stay away from them vaccines because they're trying to kill you all.
I like how you put the
And the brother just mentioned anti-life. That talks about that dark side character in the Justice League re-release they just released last month, the anti-life equation on Earth. That was the premise of the movie.
Come on, brother. That's right.
That's it. That's powerful. That's two connected, powerful entities right there. But I just said, brother, I like how you put the alien, because see how that word got a lot. They're putting the lean on us. Because I don't know if y'all been noticing this, but those of you who got credit, debt to ratio, have you been noticing y'all banks are swapping your what you have left? Say you got $10,000, and you only spend five of it. They swapping that five that's left and leaving you with the balance. Y'all better look at y'all bank accounts. If you are any type of cards, a lot of cards, they doing this to people. And they're doing it, they're putting a lien on the whole country. Now, credit is a powerful entity. And again, that's why Jesus was weighed in the balances. Remember, he asked, oh, Lord, why are you letting this happen? And he even asked his own story of why the alien God, Yahweh.
Why have you forsaken me?
Yeah, why have you? So you better ask yourself who's going to church today. You better look up and say, after you took the vaccine, oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? That's going to be powerful. Let me go to one more call before we put it out here. We about to put the fire out here. Believe me, by the end of this program, you're going to be either saying, oh, shit, I ain't listening to this program again because this shit too deep, or y'all going to be saying, hallelujah. We found some shit that we want to hear. 23203, get ready because it is coming. 3203. 3-2. There you go. Go. I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this is what I want to. I called before, and I told you about the O-N. That's why LeBron has the movie, O-N. That's why Jordan has Nike, O-N. So all you brothers and sisters out there, understand what the O-N means. Because the O-N is what has been established in Egypt, or you can call Africa. Abu Dis, that's the area. That's why they got a parade right now. Okay? Everything is about the female goddess.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, so check out your O-N. Everything with O-N is going to have power. Gonzaga is going to win because they have an O-N. O-N, brothers and sisters. That's all I got to say. Peace and love.
Yeah. Now you see, I'm glad you said. You see, he fell off. He dropped. You see that the hope he got back his phone. I wanted to ask him that question about why he believed that they did not tell the world they were having this magnificent parade in Egypt today. I mean, when I say they bringing out the big boys of all the temples. But I got to play this clip. Y'all put yourself on mute. I want everybody to listen up so we can play this and get this out the way to get this program started hot. Again, today's program is called the Jesus Alien Resurrection. Where did Jesus go? And who the hell knows when he's coming back? Unless you took the vaccine.
Hi, this is Greg from N5D. There's a lot of mystery behind the story of Jesus, which basically originates from what Jordan Maxwell calls the greatest story ever told, the Bible. Jordan is on record for saying that the Jesus character was made up by the church, but firmly believes there is a wealth of knowledge in the Bible about clues as to why we're here and who's controlling us. One of the things he mentions is written in Genesis 1:26, where it says, "Let us make man in our own image." One has to ask, who is us and our in Genesis, which also stands for the genes of Isis. It can't be the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because the Son, Jesus, wasn't born until the New Testament. What it actually refers to are the Elohim, the creator gods, yes, gods, plural. And these gods could very well be the Anunnaki, as they are known for creating several slave races of mankind in order for us to mine gold for them. One of these races is called the Adama race, which is where the Adam and Eve story originated. I wrote an article about this entitled Bloodlines, Let Us Make Man in Our Image. I'll leave a link in the more info section of this video if you want to check out that article. Another point that Jordan mentions is where the Bible says to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Think about the word replenish, which means to do over again. What was here beforehand, and how many times have we been through this cycle of subservience, control, and conformity? In a recent interview with Jimmy Church, David Wilcock mentions how 60 million people of all races and ethnicities were abducted and are basically being farmed as slaves to work for these extraterrestrials and to continue to reproduce in fixed relationships. What if these people are being farmed to other third-dimensional planets in order to recreate the same exact template as we have here on Earth, including the principles of money, government, and religion, all of which keeps us locked into subservience, control, and conformity. In my opinion, that's definitely a possibility, and that includes constantly following the Messiah figures throughout time, such as Osiris, Mithra, and Jesus. I have another article on N5D called The Fictitious Jesus, and I'll leave a link for that article in the more info section as well. In this article, it shows how Constantine put together the Council of Nicaea in the year 325 AD in order to bring together all of the Yeshua ben Yosef cults so they could come up with one unifying Messiah that would rival any other religion at that particular period in time. Now, before the Council of Nicaea, there was a prophecy that the Messiah would arrive, so every religion was trying to convince their followers that their religion was the one who the Messiah would return to. So why Yeshua ben Yosef? So, as I mentioned, a 400-year-old prophecy told how a Messiah would be born and how he would lead the Hebrews out of persecution. At the time, each religious cult hoped that this Messiah would be from their religion. In order to be uncontested amongst their rival religions, one cult created their own Messiah story and based it on knowledge from 100 years in the past, so nobody would be able to contradict their story. In their own minds, they believed that this would give their story credibility versus the other Messiah-like characters who were based on mythology. Initially, their Messiah was based on a man named Yeshua ben Yosef, which translated means Joshua, son of Joseph. Yeshua was believed to have lived approximately 100 years before the creation of Jesus and evaded prosecution by the governing Hebrew body by fleeing Rome with his wife Mary Magdalene and their daughter. Over 100 years after Yeshua's death, this particular Messiah cult added supernatural powers to the Yeshua character based on Mithra, Osiris, and Horus. In order to make their cult more appealing, they added the belief that Yeshua died for your sins and that all anyone needed to do was to accept him as their Messiah. At this point in time, there were several other religious cults vying for the ultimate power. The emperor of this time period, Constantine, fought his way into power through death and deception, so he was eager to bring aboard a Messiah figure who would forgive him of all of his sins through the deaths he was responsible for on his way to becoming emperor. By the year 312, the Yeshua story had the backing of the Roman Empire, but there were numerous other Yeshua cults that divided them all. In the year 325, Constantine brought together a meeting called the Council of Nicaea, which was comprised of all the leaders from the various Yeshua cults in order to unify their story into one religion, which would rival any other major religion. Yeshua's name was changed to Jesus Christ, with Christ meaning the Anointed One. Jesus' first name is simply the English translation of Yeshua, which in Greek is Iesous, and that's spelled I-E-S-O-U-S. Pope Leo X is quoted as saying, "It served us well, this myth of Christ." Most of the world recognizes December 25th as the birthday of Jesus, but even this is a lie. The following is a quote from a popular Christian website called Unified Church of God. A careful analysis of Scripture, however, clearly indicates that December 25th couldn't be the date for Christ's birth. Here are two primary reasons. First, we know that shepherds were in the fields watching their flocks at the time of Jesus' birth, and that's in Luke 2, verses 7 through 8. Shepherds were not in the fields during December. According to Celebrations, the complete book of American holidays, Luke's account suggests that Jesus may have been born in summer or early fall. Since December is cold and rainy in Judea, it is likely the shepherds would have sought shelter for their flocks at night. Also, the interpreter's one-volume commentary says, this passage argues against the birth of Christ occurring on December 25th, since the weather would not have permitted shepherds watching over their flocks in the fields at night. Secondly, Jesus' parents came to Bethlehem to register in a Roman census, and that's in Luke 2, verses 1 through 4. Such censuses were not taken in the winter when temperatures often dropped below freezing and the roads were in poor condition. Taking a census under such conditions would have been self-defeating. Given the difficulties and the desire to bring pagans into Christianity, the important fact then, which I have asked you to get clearly into your head, is that fixing of the date as December 25th was a compromise with paganism. And that's according to William Walsh, The Story of Santa Claus, K-L-A-U-S, and that was published in 1970. And, as we know, every Christian holiday falls on a day of pagan ritual. So if the birth date of Jesus was based on a lie, and if the Bible is full of contradictions, then what is the truth and why do so many people want to believe the lies? Personally, I don't believe there was a biblical Jesus, but there's a possibility that there was an extraterrestrial archetype similar to Jesus, having all sorts of advanced metaphysical abilities. If the Bible is based on the Sumerian text of creation, then it's quite possible that the Anunnaki created a Jesus-like hybrid, but because he was too far advanced in his abilities and would not succumb to being a slave for the Anunnaki, they killed him, which would give us the story of Jesus on the cross. Another point of contention involves the...
Now we're going to stay right there on that one. Bring ourselves back in. A hybrid Jesus who they built... that went against them. Now, ain't that a Hollywood movie? I swear, it's like when you hear this stuff, you say, oh, it can't be. But think about this, everybody. A hybrid Jesus who rebelled. Sounds like most movies. Spartacus. Rebelling. And see, being that we're going to bring this into the allegoric sense, being that you in Black America claims you to be Jesus, that's a high level allegoric story that's being floated around since before my day. So obviously it's something to that you will be the sacrifice for the world because you're in the richest Roman like era on earth, one of the few countries that follows all of the Roman pantheon. Also mixed in the occult world, just like it said Constantine mixed the two because he felt so guilty by all the deaths. Wouldn't it be perfect? See, America's going to be feeling guilty by all the things it did, including the number one guilt they got is using black folks to tell them how guilty you are for using us as slaves. Isn't that strange? And then the people they're using to make this message are the main ones they're going to sacrifice. See, you're Jesus, black people.
Dry bones.
And you worship Saturn, all of you. Every one of us on this line worship Saturn and don't even really know it. You might pretend you know it, but you didn't know it. I was almost devastated. I said, damn, I'm worshiping a damn star system. And that's what this star system is going to do. And let me tell you, if you think you can beat the star system, you let me know when y'all get on the line. But here's what it says. I'm going to read this and I'm going to let y'all in. It goes on to say in this occult dictionary, it says the blood sacrifice of the 13th day, the 13th period, fire sacrifice is required on April 19th. It says fire sacrifice is required. So y'all better get ready because that show going to be powerful. April 19th is the first day of the 13th day of the satanic ritual of the relating to the fire of the fire god Baal and Molech and Nimrod, the Helios sun god, and of Saturn, who is Satan. This day is a major human sacrifice day demanding fire sacrifice with the emphasis on children. Now, I'm going to leave it there. Y'all tell me. How long can you watch our children do what they doing? Y'all tell me how long y'all can watch 13-year-olds and 15-year-olds hijack people kill them, and then ask for their cell phones.
Yep, come on.
They're going to make you, your children are going to eat us alive because we have lost all control of these hybrids that we have. All control is lost.
Yep.
If you think I'm making this up, just look at your kids today and take their cell phone from them and then call me back and tell me I'm lying. I'm taking calls.
They're going to cut your damn throat.
You damn skip it. Yep. They out to kill you.
Dry bones.
Go. The line's open.
Come on, Kwame.
Yeah. Greetings to all the family. And this is Brother Kwame.
Greetings.
You know, that celebration in Egypt is celebrating what they discovered in January, the coffins of Queen Neti of the Sixth Dynasty. And they found somewhat 3,000 other coffins in this pyramid that they found all of this. And what they're doing is they're having this big parade and bringing her forth because this has been the biggest discovery since King Tut. And what they also found is papyrus. And they found about 4 meters of papyrus and text, which including some of the missing books of the dead and other spells that they are now trying to decipher from these papyruses. So what Neti in the Sixth Dynasty, she was the wife of King or the Pharaoh Tet, what is his name? You can go on Sky. Newsky.com, and it has the whole story about what they discovered in these pyramids. And what they're doing is bringing this forward and bringing it out into Cairo for everyone to see. Teddy was her husband. And so what we're seeing now is another revelation, because you look at something. We just had December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn aligned in Aquarius coming into this new era. Because you look at also before Christ, that was B.C., before, and then the A.D. is after the death. And what we're looking at is the whole era of what we're in now is this 2,000 years, and now the next shift is coming because we only stay in 2,120 years. And we have to look at the story of Horus, Isis, and Osiris. Is the same Jesus story that they plagiarized and copied. Because when you look at, and I'm glad you played that, because you shot, they used the letter Y. The letter J didn't come in existence until 500 years ago. And when you go back and look at when the King James Version was written of the Bible in 1604 and it was published in 1611, they utilized and changed the Y into a J. Instead of Horus, it was put into existence as Jesus. And so what they've done is that they remade the story because the Bible is only 25,000 years old. No, it's not. No, 2,500 years old. I got that
right.
Wrong. 2,500 years old. So you're looking at a book that is just recent in the time of looking at the whole existence of Kemet, because this is what the papyrus and the Book of the Dead is revealing, and the story of Horus, Isis, and Osiris. So what we're seeing now is that they're just rewriting and plagiarizing a story. This is what the Conference of Nicaea was about. And they are taking the stolen materials that they stole from Alexandria, and they in turn created their own book of worship that they had for people to do. Because even when you look at the Nation of Islam, because a lot was the form when the woman found the meteor that is inside the Kaaba in Mecca, they worship and danced around the Kaaba 7 times. And then the Prophet Muhammad was born, and he was illiterate. And the people of Ethiopia, Dave Ben-Herod and Bilal, took him just like they took Jesus and had to go, they took the prophet Muhammad to Ethiopia or Kush in order for them not to kill him and what he was prophesizing. And they are the ones who helped write the what's called the Quran, because the prophet Muhammad was illiterate, but he was told through the angels what was to be that became the book of the Quran.
Same angels. The same angels, Gabriel. Same angels.
Right.
So, but then again, are these actually angels? We call them that because when you go deep to these words now, let's take this parade that everybody said, y'all got all y'all mics open. It was no news play on that. Those who don't look it up would never know that they had this parade going on. And at the same time, at the same date, of the same time, they changed it. So obviously we're dealing with a group that knows time. Luckily, we're able to see this because they're not like operating. We're speculating, but they're operating on the same time frame of all this being initiated.
The alignment, so, what's going on above.
They're initiating it. It's not like it's like they don't know. Some of our people don't even know, so they have no way of stopping it if you don't even know. And then why are they doing it? Well, something's about to take place because just ask yourself, everybody, what did they find? We only speculating on what they found. These people actually dug up the shit. So we know they ain't going to tell us all that they found. How many of y'all believe on this line they're going to tell us all that they found?
No way.
Okay. So let's say if they found the keys to the whole thing, that means that whoever got the keys will have the power, because that's what they told you in the movie The Matrix. The key maker was Chinese, actually. Now, I wonder what they going to get and what they found, because all I've been looking up lately, when I go to look up these archaeological findings, I go to the money. And these people are funded by entities that you don't even get to know who they are. Just look at some of these people. Look at the names. Galactic Origin. You talk about SpaceX. You don't even know who these people are, people. You just know the company's name. That's it. Now, what if they got everybody believing? Because the Egyptians seem to be the main focus here. I could not believe every story led us back to these Masonic cults that worship Osiris. Actually, they worship all the female gods, plain and simple. Plain and simple. And the female gods seem to be on a vengeance, because anybody who believes there's now good and evil in the Egyptians, you got to be kidding me. Because these books got spells that are going to be placed on mankind. That was what I said, mankind. I'm going with exactly what they talk, so y'all listen to me. It's not me talking. It's the aliens telling me how to tell you this shit, because I'm reading this shit. I'm like, wait a minute. How the hell? I'm bringing my sister in here because she brought a lot of this to fruition. A lot of this come out of my sister out here, too. You know about the letter J. That's where we get the Yahweh cult from that we were in. We knew about that when I was in my 20s, and I'm fucking 59 by now, that there was no letter J. You know how many times we used to have to go in the street and tell people back in the day, in the mid-80s, that there was no letter J? Real, real ass kisses, cusses we were getting out. Knock, knock. I'm going to talk to my sister for a minute. Knock, knock. How long we heard about that?
No, yeah.
I didn't know you was that old.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. How many times have we knocked on a door and said, there is no letter J? We know that. They know that now. Even the Christian world saying Yahshua now, but that does not take away of that this is an alien construct that they are just don't know they in. Your sister, you said a long time ago, how long have we been hearing about spaceships?
We've been hearing Temple Days, too. Talk about ships then.
Everybody says this shit.
Yeah, everybody.
Now that we in it, you said they was cloning. I'm going to bring this to fruition because it's going to where we at. You said they was doing a federation, a takeover, hostile takeover. You've been saying that for years.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You on point. You on point.
It's a planetary
takeover. It's a hostile takeover.
Hey, I just want to say, Brother Tariq, how you doing? I didn't get a chance to call you yesterday. It was my birthday, and children had me occupied.
Oh, happy birthday.
Another B-Low. I'm 56, a.k.a. 65, because if you reverse the numbers, I'm 65. Well, anyway.
Get him.
Anyway.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a planetary. These beings are definitely building a utopia. They're getting their what they call space tourism together. They didn't took over Mars. They didn't have so much war on Mars. They didn't finally came to an agreement to try to get people to live on Mars and and trying to get people to go to the moon again, where the AI is. Nobody know about the AI being on the moon. That's where it came from, the moon, the dark side of the moon. The AI tell you he came from or she came from the dark side of the moon or it came from the dark side of the moon. So they didn't have this technology. They've been searching for it, but they've been searching for weapons to make sure everything is weaponized. We are weapons. We're easily programmed.
Let's go with that.
Easily programmed.
We're weaponized. Right. We're weaponized. We easily manipulated. Easily. I've been watching how easily. Just look at your kids, y'all.
Easily.
Your kids are easily manipulated by video games.
Yes.
They don't long
all
even listen
did.
To you.
All of us are easily.
No, I'm just being real.
Programmed.
Keeping it real today because it's Easter. The resurrection is about to take place. And no one even realize how close that means. I have a hard time, but go ahead. Finish your point, and then we're going to keep it going. Finish your point.
Yes, I always tell people the resurrection means to your mind. You have to open up your eyes, your third eye. You got more than three eyes, just to let you know. Open up your chakra. We all discuss this all the time. We have to be able to see actually what they're doing, and they are doing exactly what they want to do. They want to sustain you. If you're not sustainable, sustainability of a human being is to vaccinate them to get they mentally under control, get you connected to the mainframe, to get your data.
Collected.
So connected to the mainframe, which is the AI.
Mm-hmm.
Nanotechnology
in them shots.
And it's so much that they're doing right now. It's in plain sight. If anybody, I'm still on FB because FB is dealing with the CIA and them directly, and I don't give a fuck. I deal with them directly. They know who I am. I got the phone, so they track me. They hear everything I say. It's out there. So basically, I'm sorry. I'm just recovering over that little bit of partying I was doing last night.
It's your birthday. Go ahead. You already get them. You get them once every year. Go ahead.
What's up? So, has anybody watched the Hulu commercials? Has anyone actually watched Hulu commercials?
Yes, Hulu commercials. Ain't they weird?
Hulu is telling you every commercial that they put out there that they want to make your brain mushy so that they can eat it. Ain't nobody been watching? Oh, my God.
I've been saying Damian Lillard from the Portland
Trailblazers.
They say
because they're aliens. They say it to your face. They say
right.
it.
Come on, tell
we
it.
We want to make your brain
tell
mushy.
It.
You know, we want you to watch TV. We want your brain mushy
it.
So that
I've
we can
that
eat
too.
It
yes,
because
have.
That's how we roll because we're aliens.
Every reason is our. I'm telling y'all, still reason. Ain't nobody, no president took that reason shit off us. You still reasons. You see that they show Damian Lillard a lot, and they always show him. They say Hulu is alive. He go for the money. He go for the money. It's like okay, I'll do it for anything for the money. So they get you to see that one. That one says we'll do anything for money. And then the one you see that you talking about where they started coming down with the eat the break, that's telling you the same thing. After we give you the money, we pretty much got you. That's what it looked like they're putting out there.
That's the commercial with Magic Johnson and Barkley. What's the brother? The other actor name with the bank, Capital One. They all jumping on television and they. Samuel, all of them are getting on television for the money. They're doing anything for the money.
They
ain't no money.
So that's it. So who?
Damn,
who,
what's
who,
in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? Right. What's in your wallet? Now I'm glad y'all said because a lot of people say this that we bashing people, but no, we're not. We're just bringing out the reality of what they're saying. Brother Clark was talking about the what's going on with the in Egypt and stuff. Think about it. They just got rid of Netanyahu, everybody. Netanyahu is gone.
Yep. Yep.
And y'all have no idea the party that we better be looking at now is the same party. I'm gonna say this because that's facts. Same party that Jared Kushner is. They about to take over Israel. That party there. You better look at the party of Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, been out the picture. You ain't seen his ass at all, have we? At all.
Nope.
Not at all. And so it's a lot of stuff being stirred up in this pot that we call politics. Politics is an alien construct. Just look
all
it up.
All the tricks.
But it's alien. Because we all are of this poly.
Mind Jedi trick.
But yeah, we are the tick. And we suck off each other right now. Everybody has to suck off energy from somewhere or somebody. You ain't going to live without that. Somehow you become depressed. That was the whole idea of putting us in the house was to depress us, put us under psychotic depression. So when you come out of the rest, see, you was already in the tomb. See, the Jesus story is so real, I could play it on every eye of my mind. I could see the Jesus story on regular. Look at the Jesus story, he died.
And look at how many people who suffer in depression just by being locked up in the house the past year. People committing suicide, their husbands and wives fucking each other up, fucking up the kids.
Come on.
That's
right.
All
tell
by
it.
Design, bro.
Now, hold on. Listen to the codes. I wish Brother Eddie was on today. I told you in the code earlier, I said the date, the real date was what? April 19th.
19, right.
What is it's called COVID what?
19.
Okay.
AI.
Just told you.
AI.
But forget the AI right quick. Just so I know you would say. But this is a date that they said they was going to do the sacrifice, the crucifixion.
Yep.
That's why it's called COVID.
19. What's that? One? Yeah. 1 plus 9 is 10.
I say 4.
1 plus 0 is 1.
It got it in there for it. And it's doing it over the Passover. The Passover is the sacrifice. Now, let's go there. They got Jesus on the cross. That means the black, all you in America. Listen carefully. You don't have to believe me, but I bet you by factual money, if you want to really bet, I'm going to be right on this
one. Come on.
You've been already on the cross when they put us in quarantine.
We always celebrate our death.
You're on the cross. Now, they asked you for the resurrection. Now, see, y'all forget that these things they did to Jesus. They pricked his blood. They cut. All this means symbolism. This does not mean that they actually did. This means what the objective is. They took out, that they had cut him on the side. And the heart thing is a major part of the story. Oh, my God, the heart that you see. Because they didn't take out it. Just think if they really took out his heart, what did we really just imagine that one. And then they got him on the cross. He has to forget.
They probably ate him. They
the shot.
Ate him.
Hold on. The shot got everybody. And then he went 3 days in the grave. And after he got supposed to be taken. The shot now is they gave y'all the shot. Now they telling y'all got life again.
Yeah,
they're giving you
the
resurrection.
Blood.
You got life again.
What is it? Eating the body, drinking the blood. Forget the old day.
They tell you, forget this old day. They use the same Jesus story. Forget the old day. Now that you're vaccinated, you can resurrect into this new world order.
Order.
Everybody talks about. That is the utopic heaven that they gave us as this belief system that once you die and resurrect, you automatically go to heaven. Now, this could be used in a lot of ways psychotically because everybody who got out that cocoon, remember Jesus was supposed to be in the grave for how many days? You know it can't be real because Friday and Sunday is not 3 days. So automatically you're on the lie. Automatically, you're already on the lie. You ain't doing no 3 days. Easter to Sunday is not 3 days. So automatically, you know there's a big trick if you already off mathematically off. How long have we believed that one? Friday to Sunday, he was in the valley for 3 days. Really? No. 3 days is not what we're going through. This is totally different. So what they had us in is in a fake death stunt that they put us in houses told us we couldn't go out. You are now, like y'all just said, y'all going crazy. Families going berserk because you're on top of each other all day long, not realizing who you under. Then you got this. Now you got this. Got to be tested now. You got to go through all these new hula hoops. And then they got you doing all these things. Now that you got the shot, and listen to what they're saying. Listen to the killers of Jesus. They saying, no, this is going to be great for all of us. I heard them say yesterday, it's going to be great for all of us. This lady was going off like she was the second coming was coming. Like, this vaccine is the way to go. If we don't get the people,
the CDC
to get it,
lady,
we don't have a problem. I said to myself, what are they pushing? And y'all already know
what
they're pushing.
The CDC woman.
The CDC woman.
They are pushing.
Did you see her?
Oh,
did
my God.
The CDC
woman? Yeah. She's confusing. And if y'all really listen to her, she was just spewing out stuff. I said, y'all really got to listen to this chick, y'all, because she tell y'all one thing. Oh, but y'all can't go out for 3 to 5 days, come back to travel. You got to go get tested again. Then they come back and say, oh, you ain't got to be tested. Make up your damn mind.
They playing with the people like they did with Jesus on the cross. They asked all my, if you can come down, if Jesus is your God. So everybody now think this is Jesus. Listen, I'm telling you, the blood of Christ, all this is an elixir. You drink it. You take it, whatever it is you ingest. They are giving us Jesus juice, like almost like Guyana with Jim Jones. Look, I'll tell y'all, can't believe we fall for this. Look at Jim Jones. Jim Jones got people to drink Kool-Aid with the side. He told them, boom. Now they telling you, and y'all, with
easily
all y'all sitting here, with everybody on this line, the knowledge that everybody got to on this line, I'm going to let y'all talk, try to set it up for the get ready, on this line. Everybody said, a thing could be disputed with everybody said on this line right now of what we just gave y'all. Those of you listening for the first time, this is a talk with Facts Matters. We bringing it to your reality that you are under something other than yourself, and it ain't thinking what is called Jesus today, this morning, on Easter Sunday. Yep. We're looking for everybody to join us if you can. Jump on the mic. Hit the number one button.
Dry Bones. They talking about you.
93-43.
They doing euthanasia. You just said it.
Yeah, euthanasia. They try to use you because Jim Jones was a prototype. Those who did not know Jim Jones, he was connected to the Nation of Islam, the CIA. I did shows of the dude. He was connected to all of Oakland. He had every black in Oakland believing him. He had all the groups.
Yep.
All the groups.
Yep.
Believed in him.
Yep.
It took them all over to Guyana, which is a black kind of a landscape, if you want to use that terminology, and is British Guyana, and was able to go take a group during the time of Elijah Muhammad Ali, all the greats. He was known. Don't fool you. Let's put Jim Jones in the black community, and he'll pop up everywhere, and got
that's
them
it,
people to drink that Kool-Aid. Got them to drink that Kool-Aid, and today I don't even have to tell you how the Kool-Aid being administered now. Because y'all already told me it's called arm and get it. Come and get it in your arm. And I think that is a powerful statement because I look at New York State. New York State emblem for getting the vaccine is your arm. Am I making it up, sister?
No.
They got your arm out with the vaccine like the communist sickle. Look it up, everybody. It's in the arm like y'all
they
said.
They're writing it up. They rushing to get that vaccine. They ain't playing. Every time I turn around.
That's the
emblem
of
okay.
The New York State.
I'm
in
vaccinated.
The arm, just like y'all said. Now, I'm going to tell y'all. And I'm going to let y'all give
getting
y'all
those lipid
they are getting the people to
mRNA
go in.
mRNA technology.
They're getting it. They're getting them shots. They feeling good. They bragging about it down here in
mm-hmm.
MIA.
They bragging about it.
They
oh,
bragging
yeah.
about it. I got the shot. I feel better. But I said, what they tell you to do? They tell you to keep the mask on? Yeah. I said, did you ask why? No.
No.
They're not going to ask why. They follow. They going to follow.
Right. So there you go. Y'all said, now, I'm going to ask y'all, why y'all think we can win something when we are such a gullible being? If the Bible alien story, Jesus' disciples are called sheep. That is a serious statement to be making about followers. They are sheep. Just look up the whole definition of sheep, and you will find out That's a clone animal. Because what's the first thing they cloned one day? Wasn't it a sheep?
The sheep.
Okay.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep that's being led to slaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheep. Now, y'all ask yourself, why is that in the Bible? And I'm going to let it roll with y'all. Jump in, fit in. I'm going to give y'all time to get
but
it in there.
But they don't mind being sheep because they feel that, oh, I'm God's child. I'm Jesus coming back. We're his sheep. We're their, yeah, okay.
But why sheep? But okay. But does that scare y'all, Brother Kwame? And even let's go back into civil rights. I think the biggest sheep came out of that because that's still the ruling class of blacks is the civil rights alums.
Right.
Nah.
Right.
Yeah. Why, but what you're saying about the sheep is Jesus is what? Jesus is the Lamb of God. So, and you talk about when he was born in Bethlehem, the shepherd. The whole part is that he's to represent the shepherd. He and turn and leading the sheeple is a way in which they've done it and taken and creating him. He's leading the sheeple because when they follow this Jesus, leading him to where? And so what we're seeing is that they have created a system of mind control when they created this whole thing of Christianity. Because if you look at it and the story they tell, he wasn't up about Christianity in the way we see it today. He was preaching outside and telling people to overthrow the money. That's the first thing he did before when he was initiated at 12 years old. Then he disappeared for 18 years.
Yeah, out there, I'm listening. Yep. I'm giving y'all the mic because I'm saying that it seems to be a paradigm of sheep in every generation. It's like, this is not like happening one time, and this has happened on an ongoing generational basis. Like, you know, I can go to every era of my historical data of my mind and find a sheeple group of listen to what he said, Messiah figures. If these Messiah figures were brought out by these ancients, then it must be a bloodline of them to keep this shit going because most people want to worship, just like today. They want to worship somebody that's grandiose than themselves to make them feel like it's obtainable. Is that a problem if they put that in our minds that we got to have a Messiah figure? And this goes beyond all. Everybody I know want a Messiah figure. For some sister, Elijah Muhammad, didn't he say he's a Messiah figure? Noble Drew Ali, Messiah figures. Jim Jones, Messiah figures. David Koresh, Messiah figures. I can go on and on and on, including presidents. Why are we so fixated on Messiah?
Maybe Joe Biden.
Hey, Bo.
Why are we so fixated? Somebody,
hey, Bo.
Yeah, Joe Biden. Bo. Go ahead, brother. Drive on.
Now, when you mention that, and you mention your thought of this thought or notion that philosophy or that foundation was put in there. I'm thinking about, you know, that time where the oligarchs or the so-called ones that wanted to take the place, that Ptolemy bloodline, when they came in with that doctrine, that Draco's doctrine of the Republic. And see, when they take it back, and then when you put it together with what's going on now, that bloodline behind Elizabeth and her claims and on that bloodline. And then if you take it back even further, the black nobility that she came out of, when you look at that principle, I'm just looking at it all, right? And the divine right of rule of kings, and you look at that doctrine, it still falls in line with Draco. I'm just thinking along those lines. I may be wrong. Let me hear some of these brothers up in here.
We mentioned Draco.
I know. I know.
It ended up being to the ancients. I mean, the dragon, even Islam. It's an Islam. It's called Draco's in Islam. It's called the mother's camels. That's it. It's called Al-Wahhabi, the mother's camel.
And then throws brothers, right, that may be in the craft. And when you look at the Hiram story, and when you dissect that Hiram, Aries, April.
Hiram.
The ram.
Okay,
Hiram.
Let's go Let's go with that because I'm loving what y'all saying. Just go along. I don't even know I have this, obviously, because I happen to look up to the ram sacrifice. Abraham sacrificed his two sons. Everything just like they
said. Abracadabra.
Yeah, abracadabra. Yeah, we're not going to go there today, though. Yeah, abracadabra. You ain't right. Yeah. But here we go. I got Islam here. I got Islam. I told you. It's called the dragon. It says attack of the two hyenas. They call them the nomads were attacked by the baby camel was attacked by two hyenas. Y'all look at that. If you think I'm making up, that's the story. And here goes where I'm trying to figure out if child sacrifice is this key. Here is the whole ritual. Why can't we do an incantation? This is what it says. This child sacrifice becomes the basis of the cult as it was worshipped throughout the ancient world. Rituals of death and resurrection imitated by the gods Lucifer participated in the biblical intoxication of dance to music in order to achieve a state of ecstasy called jinn possession. Jinn possession. Y'all know. By which they travel, they could achieve spiritual abilities like shape-shifting. Now, Jesus also was considered a shape-shifter. Look it up. Put Jesus and shape-shifter in.
Hey, Bones.
Hold on.
Remember,
let me finish. Clairvoyance. And the other magical powers and the spiritual ability. And it says, this is where it gets deep. It says, they will slaughter children, eat the flesh, drink the blood, so that the God could be reborn in them. Unquote. Go ahead.
Right.
Hey, yep. Bones, remember when I had talked to you about that show that was coming on called American Gods? And I told you, I said, and you look at that story and where they talk about the gin and you got, man, look at
that's
here.
That's the one I told you to watch.
They telling you the story.
American Gods.
Yeah, they telling you the story.
I watched a few of them. American Gods was deep. Angela Bassett.
That shit
Angela
so
Bassett.
Deep.
Angela Bassett was in American Gods. I mean, that's how good this shit was. It was absolutely unbelievable. But they told the story. Yep. So let's ask the question. If they told the story, that's why I say they initiated. That's why you see them in front of everything. They already took the initiation. Their initiation is way
about the old
more
gods against the new gods. The war between the old gods and the new gods.
Which is AI, which is television, Hollywood. Yeah,
AI.
The money. They telling you. Cable, all that, what is his name, Saturday and all that.
Right.
Oh, man,
the new
they telling you this.
The AI. The new guy
yeah.
is the AI. They killed Wednesday, which is Odin. Moon, Shadow Moon's wife that was dead, resurrected. She was dead. Wednesday got her killed by the Irishman. What they call him? The Irish god. The little midget. He's supposed to be a small little.
Leprechaun.
The leprechaun.
Yeah.
To kill Shadow Moon's wife. Okay, she was in the car, you know, sucking off on somebody she was with, and then he did something and the car flipped over and killed her. So she ended up getting resurrected because she ended up getting the gold coin in her body, resurrected her. And we say gold heals your body, but that brought her back to life. So she had the leprechaun gold in her body. Oh, it gets deep. You got to watch it.
You know that to be true because remember, we had a program and we were taught. We didn't know that you could. I didn't know you could eat gold. I was in shock when I found out. Like, eat gold.
Yes, a
no
healing property. It turns
no
red.
Ever told
when it come, becomes liquid.
All
it
of
it.
Gold,
like a reddish
silver,
color.
Platinum.
Yes, silver
you
too.
Can take
that's
all
right.
that stuff.
Zinc, copper. Yes, right. And these are healing properties. See, we're going about it the wrong way. The reason why they digging for all of this stuff because they can use it for interstellar. They can use it to heal their bodies. They can use it for everything. We ran it around our neck. Yeah, right. Everything. It's a conductor for conducting. I mean, gold.
Enhances dreams. You can time travel in
yes.
your sleep. All that.
We've been doing things ass backwards.
these people know that, or beings know that these elements that they're having us mind helps them to get across and open up portals and all kinds of shit. We're the only ones hitting in the darkness.
You just said having them mind. Now the whole thing with this story is, and I want y'all to keep the thought of what we talk about. It's always been an undercover story. Everybody who I know who listened to the Nation of Islam all said spaceships. But here where you start to get deeper, that it takes you into mining. We mining this stuff is what we still do today. Nothing that this ancient book said.
That's right.
Is not what we're doing. We're doing what all these ancient books said, that we love mining. You can't mine the earth means a garden. You mine the earth when you do a garden. You just ain't going that deep, but you still mine the earth. The people who go deep into the earth. The people go deep in the earth, that's a different type of mining. But you, every time we dig in the earth, we mining it. We taking something out of it. Using that all day long. And see.
Yeah, earth is the garden. That's right.
So all,
we're in the garden. We always
they know
have
this. They know this. They put it. They got pirate law. And I want y'all to watch a movie. I haven't watched it yet. I'm hoping y'all get it. It's about the pirates. Yeah, after we did that show on the pirates, they made a thing on the pirates. Got the information yesterday. And they didn't put a lot about black, but they put it in there. But pirate law, all that we talk about today, is definitely galactic. They made an agreement to shave up the Caribbean, which is still shaved up today. Bahamas was the king place of all the pirates, was the Bahamas.
That's why they won the Super Bowl, too.
Dry bones.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about, and I heard you talking about the gold. Gold is represented in the periodical chart, in the chemistry charting, as AU.
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
What they've just added, Stanford News has just added to the periodical chart, AI. It's now looked at as a chemical in the periodical chart.
Mm.
So you have iron, you have all the elements that come from the earth. Now they've added AI to the periodical chart. That's how deep it's getting.
That's that lipid. That's that technology they got now, which is AI, which is the R. They don't want to tell you that that's the technology that they're putting in you. They put it on the chart because now they can infuse it in your body. So now
it's nano, to the mainframe. Right, it's nano. And the nanoparticles, and what happens
that's
is...
That's the American God show.
Right, but that's the part and what they're doing, and there's an excellent piece on the bot. Twitter uses the bot, the robot, the algorithm that ties in. And Code Bias is coming on Netflix tomorrow and showing you how they put racialized codes in the algorithms and codes that they write.
That's
it's
right.
Coming on Netflix
that technology
tomorrow.
That
well,
they can write.
Identified.
You're right. The technology.
Get them. Get
them.
Get them.
The mRNA. They can code that. So while you're connected to the mainframe, they can change the code. They can have you kill yourself. They can have you kill other people. They can have you eat other people.
Come on.
And you can't
do nothing about it. Right, but this is what we're looking at in the Human Genome Project, because they're not looking at the body. They're looking at the genes, and they're looking at the DNA, because when a woman carries a child, she carries three generations. That child within her is already being put into that body as it forms the eggs and sperm that's going to create the next generation, her grandchildren. And this is what they are inundating into the bodies, because you're looking at how many abortions, not abortions, I mean miscarriages that are happening when women getting these shots. And so what they're doing is your grandchildren are going to be inundated with nanotechnology when they are formed in the next womb.
I think they got it already. The way they act in the day,
yeah, they do,
and the way they come and the way they coming out, knowing how to use a computer at 1.5 years old, know how to pick it up, know what to hit the button, something going on.
Yeah, they don't want no toys. They want to buy as many toys as you want to get. for these children, these new children, they don't want that. They don't want none of that stuff. They want your phone.
Everybody hitting their heavy points. Let me just mention to this right here so y'all get this in the perspective of these stories that we, and Hollywood movies. They all got the same theme. So the people who are writing this is in cahoots. It says, listen to this now. This is coming out their own stuff. And it makes sense because Lucifer is an offspring of a father god and his wife. The goddess of the sun god also married his mother. And the sun god was identified with the sun while the goddess was identified with the planet Venus. It wasn't the moon. It was Venus. The first star seen at sunrise. So you see these planetary divine shows coming on, like the Justice League, where they're coming out of these solar systems. They're coming out of different areas. It's not made up because this is older than these shows, obviously, that I'm reading. It's like I'm reading sci-fi, but I'm not. I'm reading ancient books that came out their own stuff. And they also go on to say Jesus is called the bright and morning star. So it's Jesus' story should not, the reason why I don't add up, because you don't have Jesus being
Lucy
the alien
in the sky.
The alien hybrid, this power of the Venus. And look what it says, the prince of the dawn and son of the dawn. This is Satan. He's both prince and son of the dawn. And then it's exemplified. Now, these new moons and these new suns that they claim they're finding, and one that wants to be blocked out, we got to ask ourselves some questions here now. This is what we get. I know we all in the mix. No doubt about it. We all going to be affected. But when you got a guy claiming they're going to block the sun, and they're going to spray these different aerosols all over us and so forth like that. I almost forget about COVID. What COVID is doing, once this stuff is sprayed up there in 5G, your apps, that's when we'd be totally hooked up. Pretty much they're working on the infrastructure. This is what the 1.9 trillion, because it represents sacrifice.
I'm on 19,
But they've been spraying us for 24/7 every day. They block the sun all the time. This is nothing new. They just finally coming out saying it.
Yeah,
and to add to what the sister said and what we said, what I said last week about that article about those eagles, how they were finding dead eagles throughout the country. And what the sister's always been saying about we've been being sprayed 24/7, and that's confirmation because eagles, even the blackest of eagles, the eagle that symbolizes the Roman Empire, they were the ones, you know what I mean, that were, they fly the highest amongst all eagles. Before any other eagle, it was the black eagle. And so, you know, for them to be having found with cancer toxins, who are to say, where are the scientists that can do and see what it is that they're spraying? But we are being sprayed, and they're gone. They're in another dimension with this experimentation. They're gone.
Space Force just put in the first indigenous person of Native American descent into the spacewalk. Her name is Star Eagle. Right. She was there tonight. And her father did the ceremony, who was chief of the Manitou. And she was the first. She's a captain in the Air Force.
And they all happy about this. They're happy about this. I'm like, how could you be happy about this? The same enemy that's been killing you off, you go and join a space force. I told her, I said, whatever you do, make sure you send that knowledge back down to us because you're going to see some shit. You're going to see some shit.
But she's going to see some things that nobody else is going to see. And you're correct. But what you're looking at is that in the Dakota Nation, Chief Gold, you can go on Star Knowledge, type it in YouTube. He has a whole website, a thing that they do on Star Knowledge. The Dakotas, they're part of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota Nation. And they have the 52,000 years of star knowledge that they have been keeping. Just as they have the sacred pipe, they have the 52,000 because they have been connected with the Galactic Federation for 52,000 years here on Turtle Island. this is how much that they know about the star knowledge, and they just came out in 2009 and being able to finally say that we're going to, they were told that they have to share it with us in order to help us to protect ourselves with being connected to the Galactic Federation.
Hold on. I'm going to look. I heard about this too as well. Now, the Dakota Nation, y'all just go look all this up, go in there and check it out for yourself, because you can only learn from going on there yourself and see what's happening. They got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of knowledge, a lot of stuff that we don't hear about, but they do got it. They got maps and everything. But is this a symbol for them using her to, I mean, since we talking about the eagle, and the eagle is the Roman Empire as well, and the eagle, the double-headed eagle.
There is a prophecy before this. There are four prophecies on Turtle Island. When the eagle lands on the moon, when the spider spins a web around the planet, when the black snake travels through the north, and when the women get up and start to sing are the four prophecies on this Turtle Island that the indigenous people talk about. Eagle landed on the moon in 1969, July 20th. Right. Eagle landed on the moon. That was what the ship was called. When the spider spins a web around
the earth,
the worldwide web.
That's the net.
When
worldwide
the snake travels
web.
Across
right.
the north, you have the pipeline that's going across. And what are the women
snake.
Getting up and doing now? They're getting up and they're speaking and saying what needs to be done.
That's right. That's right.
Who's saying what needed to be done?
The women.
Okay, so the women. The women are saying what needs to be done, and what would that be, sister?
Listen, the women that's I'm saying what needs to be done, but the ones that's in the office right now are the women. Who's running the country? The women. Pelosi, Kamala, Ugly Harris. I mean, all of them. These women.
Lightfoot.
Other people would be great women,
Lightfoot, yeah.
but
yeah.
in my eyes,
Lightfoot.
Even Atlanta. Manipulator.
Well, okay, let's take Atlanta. We got Atlanta. We got D.C. We got
women all over now running everything.
So let's take that premise, and I hope some women call
Melina
in.
Melina Abdullah out here.
Now I'm not saying it's a bad thing because they're being used though. It's not like they're running it. They're all being used, and
Kamala doesn't even look like herself anymore. She doesn't even look like herself anymore. There were women. Jesus is supposed to be represented as a woman. Hold on. Go ahead, bro.
That the reason they said that if a woman's heart hits the earth, we're all going to die. Because it's through the mother that we live. And if her heart is no longer towards life, we will die. So basically
what we're saying is what this prophecy says here, that we will eat the children. They will sacrifice the children. I hope y'all know that statistically, a lot of kids are missing. I mean, all over the earth, not just America.
Yes, they are.
Let me go to the Suez Canal with all the people in there, human trafficking, children, tons of children. Look at that, the border, children. Let me go to 8079, New York, 8079 below. What's up, 8079?
Hey, can you hear me, Dry Bones?
I got you. Go ahead, brother.
Dry Bones.
Yeah, go ahead.
With that Egyptian parade, they said 3 years ago they were shooting for that date for that parade on them. So they had them mummies and pharaohs already up. And interesting that you brought up the Anaki, because the Anaki always said they wanted to mine silver and gold, but now they're trying to say silver and gold is nothing, and Bitcoin, alternate food, 3D printing food is where it's at. So has the Anaki been taken over by a higher alien or something, or are they battling? Because everything seemed to be changing, you know. And
new
as far
God
as
the old God,
as far as the vaccine, now they pushing between 12 and 15 year olds to get the vaccine. But if you add that up, that's the 369 code, and they got young children as young as 12 on TV telling other young children that they should get the vaccination now. So there's a lot to go on. And also, did you see the ritual that they showed on TV in Ethiopia when they killed those 33 black male and just laid him on a cliff? Did you see that on April 1st?
No.
Go along with all this?
Whoa.
Just laid him on a cliff. Just check that out. In Ethiopia, yeah. They round up some villagers and shot him on and just laid him on the east side of the cliff. And the Americans were able to track him through text because they said they had somebody there taking pictures. So they took pictures of the mountain range, and then they were able to go to computers and track and exactly see where the bodies and everything was laid at.
Check that out. I know Africa has some issues. Is that plane that was shot down in that area too?
I don't know about that, but they showed a ritual on TV of all these black males getting shot. It was like 33 of them.
Google that, those of you listening to Google that, because now check this out. Let's not be foolish. The World Health Organization is ran by the Ethiopian doctor,
he's a front for the Gates.
He's a front, but he's black. He's right there in Ethiopia. And Ethiopia is one of the few countries that ever got taken out during all this colonialism that took place in Africa. They one of the few that never had an issue. Yeah, didn't right. have an issue. And of course, Haile Selassie had to go to Queen Elizabeth to get to take him in. But you know, a lot of history behind that. We won't get into
check
that.
Check this out. I just looked up what he was saying now. But this is a ritual. You're right. This is a ritual for them because in 2014, 33 Sunni killed 33 security.
Whoa,
33.
33
killed in a bus crash in Egypt. Something else too. Renewed violence. World News said 33 killed. So this is a ritual.
No doubt.
As I pulled it up, it seemed like every year,
April
it's like 33
Fool.
Killed.
He
33
April
killed.
Fool.
That's all it's car bomb.
Wow.
33
wow.
killed. The heck?
April Fool.
You're right.
April Fool.
Right.
April Fool's. Again, that was the dates. The dates, we just said it. We just gave you the dates. It said that they will use these dates. And, of course, they went around worldwide. It went worldwide, not just America. This is worldwide information that y'all getting today. April 1st. I don't even know this is unreal. April 1st, just like they said, human sacrifice. But this one coming up on the 19th, I'm worried about y'all. I really am.
Bro,
the 19th.
Think about this, though.
Gonna be children.
Think about this. think about this, folks. The Grand Canyon in this country is locked down by the military, and it's preventing us from seeing what's in the ISIS pyramid that you can see right there on Google Earth, right there in the Grand Canyon. And the Grand Canyon, Mr. Kincaid went there in 1890s for the Smithsonian Institute and found all our stuff, our vast estate. It's all right there. So we better get with that.
Found all that technology.
That's that dude. What's his name? Greenlee or Neely? One of them, he had a Greenlee name. He was very instrumental in taking up all the artifacts out of there. And they even said they found a lot of comedic similarities of the same thing over there. I told you that parallel line. The longitude and latitude line.
Here.
If y'all didn't do that yet, if y'all did not do that, if y'all really want to see the whole game plan, or you know what these two pyramids, and you know what the three pillars mean, and turn them sideways to a flat earth map, you will see the whole line go across, and that's where all your activity, where all the artifacts and stuff is being found, in the heart of where everything they claim is always being found at. Go across the whole line, all across the planet Earth, flat Earth. You can see it only on the flat Earth. You can do it with the globe. But
42, 36, 30. Those are the coordinates. That's us.
So that's it. That's it for the coordinates for the Grand Canyon. Now the Grand Canyon, again, here we go. Again, knowledge that's been here Obviously, had to be known. So much history right here. I agree with you 100%. But they still, out of all the mystery schools that's in America, they do worship the Egyptian ideology and all of Freemasonry. And that's a fact. Not making that one up. And so for that to happen has a lot of history behind it. And also, do we really know all about it? That's nothing. Them characters look alien to us, too. I mean, you know, flat heads, big heads. Remember the cone heads, the cone heads on Saturday Night Live? The cone heads on Saturday Night Live.
The cone
heads. They were telling you about that. Let me get some more calls.
Yeah, they were
I got a clip. I'm going to take one more caller. I got a bunch of clips. One more caller. 7696. Thank you for calling, man. Appreciate whoever this is. Join us.
Hey, that drop on. This is Brother D from St. Louis.
What's up, Brother D?
Oh, yeah, I was just, you said Horace Greeley. That's what you was trying to think of.
Yes,
that's it.
Horace Greeley. Yeah. Horace, there you go. That's right, brother.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say it's a good show today, and that's all I wanted to make a comment on.
Man, appreciate that. Always. Appreciate you listening. And again, yeah, that's the man. Now, they went to Smithsonian, went in and took a bunch of artifacts. Of course, you know, they didn't go in alone. A lot of the indigenous people did go in with them to help show them. I mean, this stuff cannot be found. If you don't show the people, they won't know what's really there. You know, this has all been shown to people. Like, here, this is where this is at. You know, they don't show a great interest in getting it, so other people do.
Hey, drop on. You know, I talked to a couple of youngsters. I don't mean to cut you off, but I talked to a couple of youngsters. The youngsters, they say the White House is going to move to Kansas City.
The White House did what?
They say the White House, they moved to Kansas City. you know, they got that bunker up there. You know, they got that bunker up there where they said if anything was to go down, that's where they knew the White House would be there.
Hold on. You're going to make me look this up right now on my chart. I think Kansas City was the capital. I got. Thank you. Here you go right here. Uh oh. So he ain't know.
Dorothy.
I ain't even gonna see. Here you go right
you
here.
Remember Dorothy
right here.
Kansas. That's right.
Region seven. Hold on. Region seven. Kansas.
Yep, region seven.
Kansas. Uh oh. Oh shit.
They drop bones. If you look at the geographics of the area. You got that pancake, 3-5, you got straight clear to the mountains.
That's it. They was going to move the federal government. They was going to move the federal government. We did that. Oh, my goodness. Here we go right here.
3-5-7.
Oh, my goodness gracious. They are moved. Because of Farrakhan. Well, I'm not going to blame Farrakhan. But because of the guy who's been induced to say Farrakhan, now they put the bunkers back up. They put the bunkers back up in D.C. now. Sure did.
And from what they were saying, like they got them tunnels that go from all the way from there.
That's
Kansas,
right.
Colorado.
Colorado,
Kansas basically was pancake. It's all flat, and you know they post
Kansas,
out on,
it's Kansas,
you know,
Missouri, and Nebraska. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska.
They said that's where most of the underground holes, the tunnels that go through that, because it's a direct connection from the river to the mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, you know.
That's right. That is what it's saying. This is
tunnels, you know, it's plain to see, you know. I just look at the area because they got all the cave system that they don't really never talk about around here. You know, they mostly talk about the one down in Tennessee.
Here it goes. It says region, the government Trojan horse. That is the name. The regional government Trojan horse. The Constitution. It says 1313. This is amazing that this is happening. Right. Thank you, man. We wouldn't even have known that. Appreciate that comment there, because they said they had to move the capital. They would have to move the capital. Some thought it would be Texas, but we are about to see, again, this is all set up by trying to create this civil war for a battle of good and evil, because like I told you before, y'all in church today, and we know why, But you don't realize that the Jesus alien resurrection is what you
want.
Go ahead.
One more thing the youngsters told me. They said we need to start a garden community. That's the only way we're going to get up out of whatever we got going on. And it makes sense. They said that's like the only way. We got to go back to the old school, the garden, like farming. That's the only way we're going to get our communities back and get people back together, because we have to start eating together and chilling the soil.
Tell them, brother. Now, we don't need to exempt the technology that's out here, because see, what we don't understand is a lot of the technology they're using, again, they went and dug it up and they reinvented it and took it from wherever. That's why they're protecting everything. And then got it from the other beings that's on the extras that's on the planet as well, because the extras been helping them locate this these artifacts, which is the technology. So the technology is really not a bad thing, but if we incorporate the part of that technology, because we got engineers out here, we got people that's not going against what's going on today.
Right.
We got
these are the people that we need to
reach out to, and that's
so
all of us, so that we can come together and build the garden within the garden.
Now the garden principle, never going to debate. Brother Tariq had sent me a video. He got a beautiful garden. No one's going to ever say producing your own food in any quantity is wrong. Especially since I love the cooking channel. Obviously, the best food is those who take pride in what they eat and what they bring out to earth. That's just common sense. But what we have allowed now, which is such a phenomenal, which that's why he said garden, because the industrial farmers have been taken over. So the only your local people can now, and that means you must support it. Otherwise, they'll die. Just like any.
Here in Chicago, brother, non-for-profits that took over all the gardens, even in the black neighborhoods. Mysteriously, out of nowhere, all these white women that came over here and started off these non-for-profits in the black neighborhoods, now they running the gardens. You got to go to them to get food.
That's what's happening too. I agree. That's happening. See, that's the good and bad that we watch this happen, because again, where is the black leadership that everybody supposedly live amongst? Somewhere you have a jurisdiction around you, a jurisdiction. You live in a jurisdiction. Period. It's just that whoever bothers you don't bother you, but the jurisdiction that you're in, the black folks that have predominant jurisdiction, do not even remotely do anything, because they should be where. We should be able to have community farming, which they do in my area, because I am in Florida. Florida is a very agricultural area, no doubt about that. But unfortunately, the black farmer here in Florida is not as present as much as he should have been back in the early days, as he was in the early days. So basically, farmers have been taken over. Now, you can go get fresh fruit. And fresh food.
That's
because
they brought all the foreigners in. All the foreigners in that look like us and paid them, gave them money. And then they ruin all our communities.
We have
to look at all that too.
That's what's happening.
We're looking at the black people.
I'm just getting to Kwame. Brother Kwame, let's take next. But what you just said, brother, is the key. Because I'm going to let you get in a minute. The key, what he just said, happens right here in Florida. Jesse Jackson once said that the Mexican president back in the day told him, "We do the stuff that your people don't do no more," and that is an actual fact. Back in the day was the Haitians, the Bahamians were the number one farmers in Florida when I got here with the native blacks that was already here as well. But you can't say that the Bahamians can't say they're not the native blacks, because they are the native blacks for most of that area here in Florida. But here how it goes. Shortly, I was in nurturing. Doing that shit, because that's the first jobs you can pretty get. Man, after about 10 years, they were taken over, and they went from there to Mexican, and right now, Mexicans are farming all the way into the Carolinas. They even picking cotton. I seen them with my own eyes in Carolina. They picking cotton now. So all I can say is
they're the new labor force.
Times have changed. A new labor force means new miners. And new miners, they're going to get rid of old miners. That's what I'm afraid that we're not picking up on. They plan to get rid of the old miners.
Being replaced.
Go ahead.
What we're discussing right now is very important, because once upon a time, we had 935,000 acres in this country. Now we're down to 35. It's been through the FDA and the part of them bringing in the labor force. But what we've got to do in creating the Overground Railroad and getting out and being able to create oasis. Oasis is nothing but a vegetation place where there's water and vegetation. And our ancestor spirit will be in service. That's what it stands for. And I have right now about 7 farmers in Mississippi and Alabama that are now taking their 47 acres and converting them to where they're growing the food that's going to be resourced to the people in the areas so they have their own produce coming from the area in which they live in. We've got to get back, because even the Black Farm Bill, like Tariq was talking about on another show, the Black Farm Bill is now known because they sued the government and found that all of these farmers that lost their land, and, you know, a good movie was series was Queen Sugar, and showing there in Louisiana, they took the 300 acres because what if they want to build on it? Private prisons. They're taking the land carceral geography. They're taking the carceral geography as the incarceration and using land outside of the city in order to most small towns will get the taxation. If you got 1,500 folks that come out of Chicago in a small town in Illinois, they're counted as revenue for that town, and they get the money, and Chicago gets nothing.
Well, that's happened. That's been happening, and I'm going to tell you about that as well. They've been doing it because I think I did a program a long time. I used to look at Ebony Magazine and found the Ebony Magazine with Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, with the new show she got on, all this stuff about her. She had over her head how blacks lost, 6 point something million acres was lost. And I said, my God.
Million.
Let me go find out how that. It's right above the Queen of Soul. I said, my God, how the hell we lost that much? So when I did the farmers did get issues. They never got any help back in the day when they should have got help, especially during the time of farm aid, when black farmers were going to get reparations. We should have got more involved with that, because that was a produce. That was a producer.
Those farms were stolen.
Grocery stores.
Time is now. The time is now. We got the farm bill.
No, we got
the farm bill is there, folks.
No, I'm saying the time is now, but we just need to look at some of the faults that happened so we don't make the same mistakes. Because it may be now, but you can make the same mistakes because you don't know what took place back then to make you not go into the same mistakes.
Because you go back to the 1877 compromise when Rutherford P. Hayes was being elected and Tillman was a Democrat, and he said, "Give me the electoral vote, and I'll take the soldiers out of the South, and you can go back and reclaim your land."
That's right.
And that's when it began.
No doubt about that. It was masonry, guys. It not just was a compromise. These were high level masons, man. Let's be real about this shit.
They were us. I got the pictures of them.
Right. Mark Delaney was part of that. Great Mark Delaney, the great Civil War hero and Masonic historian that was also black, who had his own regiment. All of them was involved with all that. Let me play a commercial before we go. Hey, for all y'all who listening, at 12, we're going to play the true Jesus story. Here, for all you going out, all you in church, I hope this is all for you, especially my man. DMX.
And outside barbecuing.
Outside barbecuing. You may fall down.
But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up.
We fall down, but we get up again. we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
fall down,
but
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For the
Savior. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody say now.
We fall down.
Sometimes.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
Sometimes we fall.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on you.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh.
Get back up again. We are back. Welcome to the Hills Village Hour of the Book Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones. We are bringing in what is called the Jesus Alien Resurrection. And guess what? Jesus got back up again, but you don't know when he's coming back. That's a good one there. We're going to keep this powerful program going. We got a powerful panel. As always, appreciate every one of them joining us this morning. And guess what? This Jesus story is not going anywhere. And again, Jesus is being worshipped all around the world today as being risen from the grave. And we used to hear all the time, the grave of what? The grave of ignorance, the grave of deceit, the grave of all decadence.
Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic. And Roman Catholic. We all
decadence.
Grew up as a Roman. I went to a Catholic school, a Roman Catholic school. That's all the island in black was Baptist, and the Catholics were mainly
yep.
the island people. The island people were mainly
Gonzaga
Catholic.
University.
Gonzaga, yep. Gonzaga. Godzilla.
Yeah. Godzilla, Gonzaga. Hey, if somebody said we talked. You know what I'm talking about, Brother G. We were talking about the Godzilla and King Kong, and you made a good analogy. You said. Godzilla is China, and or the Asian, and King Kong is the USA. As far as the two battling, because you think about it, King Kong is a New York story about they brought him from out of the some Amazonian jungle, and
the motherland.
Yes, yeah. Was it? I don't think it was Africa. It was somewhere. Was it off the coast of Africa?
No, it was the island. It started off with Island of the Skull. That's where they found him out on
Island
this
of Skull,
island.
Yeah.
Island
of Skull.
Right.
And
where did the
skull originate?
Which one? Skull
well,
and Bone?
You look at Crystal. Who's calling on which skulls you talking about? Crystal skull
right, yeah.
started down there
yeah.
in South
because
America.
You got the skull. Now you got the skull stone that was in Indiana Jones when he was chasing the skull too. And then you
right,
got the skull. The emerald tablets would have been Tahuti, because they're looking for tablets. They're looking for everything. Y'all just said they found the tablets of different pharaohs and different stories.
They found the papyrus.
Huh?
They found the papyrus of the they
yeah,
found
the papyrus.
Right.
Yeah. they consider that to be a holy writing. So basically, all that's being put to play now as well. What if these writings are basically stories on engineering? Looks like I told you earlier, get back up again, saint but a sinner. We got these different sayings we sing saying, but just because it means sin to us, means transgression of law, these are code words to them for engineering. Our program has sinned. So what do they have you do? They have you go to, at that time, was to give your indulgence to the Pope, and he will fix your transgressions.
Confession.
Confession. Yeah. Give your confessional. And I remember how it was. I remember, but I was brainwashed so much. I said, "Forgive me, Father, if I have sinned." My last confession was, and you have to tell them.
And then you use the rosary, and the rosary prayer is what? Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Yeah. And think about it, these are all things that we did as kids, not knowing what the repercussion was of this type of thing. Now, I'm going to play this so we get this program hotter again. I'm about to throw some gasoline because we probably
brainwashed.
Yeah. Thank you. It's brainwashing, but it's done by your parents. Who else taught you that?
Done by ourselves.
And then they brainwash them. So it's a continuation of this type of mentality that goes through each generation. So obviously, that's why I say this is an eternal message. The question today, everybody, is Jesus is Nike as well. I'm going to bring this to y'all. So y'all watching basketball, Nike is using the power of persuasion on us every day. Every day we watch basketball, football, you see these emblems, not realizing they got psychotic effects. They can brainwash you just by... Everybody wants to get Nikes when we were growing up.
Mars Blackman.
Yeah. Mars Light. Now, you Spike Lee. See, Spike Lee is in with him. I like Spike. We could probably have a good time party and shit. But in reality, we got to call out who's with who. Because they're not with you because they're black. They're with you. They have made their allegiance. It's not to black. Y'all know what it's allegiance to. And it's not even money. It's the power.
Power structure.
The power structure. They want that structure of power. All of us want structure. I know I want structure. I don't want to be just, vagabond and then going place to place. I mean, we was told that was bad to have but you find out people who are really rich, they everywhere. They don't even stay in one place, if you think about it. They're all over the place. So they taught us to stay in one place, which we do. We all are really like nomad settlers. We just settle. We're no longer nomadic.
Just
like,
settling for anything.
Settling for anything. There you go. Thank you, man.
Like
appreciate
a $1,400 check.
Yeah. Settlers. We just settle. Mm-hmm. We don't care what we settle for. We just settle.
$600.
No negotiation. It's even hard to have. I don't know. I only speak for myself and my history. It's even hard to sit down and have a real negotiation with even family. You can't negotiate how I can split the money. How we can split this. So imagine talking about negotiation with the high priestess of illusion. And that's what Satan is, the so-called
that,
Satan.
That brother that shot his girl in Indiana, where they have in the basketball tournament, the championship tomorrow, she was trying to negotiate with the brother. He shot him anyway, shot her anyway. I want that money.
No negotiation.
Right.
It's no negotiation. Because, see, we had a state of mind where I keep telling people all the time, myself, I'm only going to speak for me. You have to control your mind. Your mind be saying, because I got road rage. People tell you, they drive me, I will cuss your ass out and all that type of stuff. And
your mind playing tricks on you?
Stop it.
Yeah. Now, think about it. I'll tell you what I say. Y'all don't realize, if I go somewhere else where it's mellow, you feel different. When you at a high-intense city like this one is, and it's so many rude people here, man. They will cut you and almost put you in an accident to kill yourself.
Same thing here in Chicago.
Of course you're going to get mad. And see, the thing is, I have to control myself now because I really don't want to hurt somebody over a damn accident. Let it be something of importance if I got to hurt somebody. But not an accident. I mean, not something that, boom, you go crazy. But you know what I realized? I told somebody and I found this out. Do not use your car phone. Your car is an antenna. I found this out.
Yeah.
When you get a cell phone call, the whole car gets electrified. The chassis is designed to take the antenna of the car.
Right.
And I said, oh, shit. No wonder. Well, we have had road rages now. Y'all could, brother man, you know, you could tell. Bro, they ain't playing. They shooting. Some people now in some cars are
you got Wi-Fi in these cars now. It's like you said, it's an antenna.
It's an antenna. So basically, what they are setting up in every car, even the one I got now, if you got a car in the 2000 range, it's an antenna already on your car. But they have advanced.
Oh shit! I'm fucked. I got a 2020.
Right. No, because no, they made the whole chassis. The whole chassis now has the antenna. Now, what would think of that is our people. People say, oh, that's a great convenience because you could talk in your phone on the car.
Jeez.
It does sound like a great idea. But the thing is, when I did the when you look up other scientists and other people do research, there's two types of research, commercial and the real one. The commercial one is the one they want you to get because it's commercialized and it's going to make the money. The real one would be safety will be induced, which means that we don't want the people to have a problem with their bodies because we electrified the car so much because the new cars are going to be electrified based off the chassis. Just look it up. I'm not making
right.
I got this off of
And don't pay your car. No, they're going to be able to track you anyway. So that trying to hide that
right.
car or your girl's
care.
Address,
right.
shit ain't happening no more.
Ain't happening no more. Right. And they set the precedent because what happens is even when the guy got his car stolen, if he was smart, the guy who got killed by the 14-year-old or 13-year-old, if he was really smart, he would have said, I'm jumping off the car. I got insurance. Let them go. Get a new car.
Right.
But we're so sentimentally attached to these items that we are now willing to sacrifice our lives for these items now. Just like the cars, stuff that's going on. Now, this is not by design. This is not by accident. This is by design. They want us to be able to be always on high alert. High alert. And I'm coming from because Nike taught this. Nike and them are using algorithms like y'all all said. And so basically all of us are susceptible to watching television. I know I watch television. We're going to have to program ourselves to shut down. And here's what shut down means. I look this up. People get mad. Don't answer your phone sometimes. Put your phone down.
Right.
Turn the TV off. Turn all that electronic shit off. Just
leave your phone at home.
Right. Try to get yourself not to, because people are breaking up over the phone now because the phone going to be so dynamic and it's so frightening to people that if you don't answer it, it's going to be a problem. Your kids can't take the phone from them. But what if I told you Jesus, all this is by Saturn and Saturn is putting in a transmission. I don't know why they want to brainwash everybody on the earth for this, but my man said it earlier, crypto money, these aliens that they are fighting. No, they're not getting rid of gold and silver because they need gold and silver to still transmit the energy for all the Bitcoin. They use the computers. Computers need gold.
Hey, guess what they just found?
What they found?
Guess what they just found in the Badlands, a 52-mile long vein of gold, 2 feet deep, 2 feet wide. Come on, folks. It's right here in this land. It ain't nowhere else. And they just found it. And look out, because they're coming.
They're coming for it. Now, that gold, like I said, gold and silver, they can't get rid of it because it's a major conductor for all their new transmissions. And then the rare earth metals, with the rare earth metals that they find with the gold and silver, are able to make the 5G, which is blockchain and all they're able to do. So they use these metals. And they got coltan. Coltan is necessary for the phone, so we know they have to have mining to keep it going, to keep this operation going. Here go it is. Let's get this on. When we get back, let's roll with this one. It's Jesus is actually Saturn.
Six thousand six hundred and sixty-six and six hundred and sixty-six, like sixty-six, six, 660 and 60. Our solar numbers and are connected with the circle and its six-fold geometry. In Islamic numerology, 66 is the numerical equivalent of Allah. In Judaism, the six-pointed star or hexagram is the seal of Solomon. It appears in every branch of Freemasonry. The Associated 666 gains its infamy in the West as the number of misused power and authority mentioned in the Book of Revelation, but more traditionally, 666 represents the solar principle. It is also a number of Christ, the Sun, 666, shining from above, is the power that gives order to the chaos of Earth. It is the masculine principle in action. Only if this power is misused will it lead to abuse. It was this unbalanced manifestation of 666 that the author of Revelation identified with the Antichrist or the Beast. It is for this reason that 666 has come to be identified with concepts of the satanic, or extreme negativity, but this was emphatically not its original meaning. The most common carbon isotope, carbon-12, the basis of all known life on Earth, consists of 6 protons, 6 neutrons and 6 electrons. The three angles of an equilateral triangle, 6 of which make up a hexagon, are each of 60 degrees, reflecting the solar number 666. In the Old Testament, the weight of gold that King Solomon received yearly at the temple was 666 talents. Gold is related to the sun in alchemical and Kabbalistic thought, and the name Solomon is a combination of the three ancient names for the sun. Sol is Latin for sun, Om is Hindi for sun, On is Egyptian for sun. Also, the vowel O is symmetrically placed throughout the word 3 times. Note that, apart from looking like the sun, O is the 15th letter of the English alphabet. O O O to 15 15 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. Equals 666, the number of the sun. The number 666 is the number of the sun square, and it has 12 factors. Just as the sun has 12 signs of the zodiac and does, Solomon is the king of the 12 tribes of Israel. Solomon, by way of Greek gematria, equates to the number 1260. The number 1260 was an ancient Jewish calculation used to measure solar years consisting of only 360 natural days. A time is a cycle of 360 degrees, times is 2 cycles or 720 degrees, and a half time is 180 degrees. Adding these together we get 1260 degrees. The number 1260 was a measurement Ptolemy calculated to figure the mean distance of the sun. Nonagon, a figure having 9 sides and angles of which its interior angles total up to the sum of 1260 degrees. Nonagesimal, or nonagesimal degree, called also the midheaven, is the highest point, or 90th degree of the ecliptic, reckoned from its intersection with the horizon at any time, and its altitude is equal to the angle that the ecliptic makes with the horizon at their intersection, or equal to the distance of the zenith from the pole of the ecliptic. It is much used in the calculation of solar eclipses. I can only indicate the fact that the chronology of Babylon and Egypt is built on the 18 years eclipse cycle, and that 18 times 37 equals 666, and 18 times 70 equals 1260. In 37 cycles a solar eclipse reaches centrality, while 70 to 74 cycles form common and characteristic periods comprising the entire history of a solar eclipse. Is it a coincidence that we find Jesus, the supposed descendant of Solomon, both of whom undeniably carry appellations of the Son? Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. The esoteric meaning of the whole verse is therefore, here is a riddle. Let him who has intelligence compute the number of the beast, for it is a number of man, and his number relates to that of the sun. We are told to count the number of the beast. The number 666 does not need to be counted or computed, for it is openly given, so evidently there is another number behind it that does need calculating. That number is in the final, key phrase of Revelation 13. And his number is 666. By way of Greek gematria. The values of the words in that phrase are the sum of these numbers, and therefore the value of the whole phrase, is 2,368, which is the number of Jesus Christ. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, 2,368, Jesus Christ. For the Lord God is a sun. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Sun of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2 is a prophecy concerning the Messiah of Israel, and as we have already seen, it is about the Son, not the Sun. This is not a mistranslation, nor is it a mistake. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. My favorite verse thus far, John 8:12. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Many people have never stopped to consider the paradox that is inherent in this verse. How can someone be the root and the offspring of the same person? Well, if you know Jesus to be merely a metaphor for the Son, it's quite simple to comprehend. The author is identifying Jesus with the bright and morning star, which is the Sun, not Venus, that has been proposed by many others. Who is the root of Jesus? Abraham. Numerous scholars have equated Abraham with Saturn. Philobiblius, of the 1st century, expressly assures us that the Phoenician name of Saturn is Israel. And Israel and Abraham are names constantly confounded, and used as perfect synonyms with each other throughout the Old and New Testament. And thus, throughout the New Testament, which is but a new version of the pagan mythology, Abraham is precisely the same hieroglyph for time, which Saturn was in the old system. The absolute identity of the god Saturn with the patriarch Abraham, and the certainty that all that is related of Abraham in the sacred scripture is allegorical, and consequently that no such person ever existed, and no such events ever occurred, is established beyond all controversy. The patriarch Abraham was and is nothing else but a star, even the planet Saturn, and the patriarch David, likely hereafter to be proved to be, no more than a star. And that the word patriarch should primarily and originally have reference only to a star or combination of stars. Their very name itself, of children of Israel, was derived to them from the Phoenicians, on the showing of their own historian Josephus, Israel being the Phoenician name of the planet Saturn, of the same signification as the Chaldean word Abraham, and identically synonymous with the star of their god, Remphan. A word more respecting Abraham. The planet Saturn was the Israel of the Chaldees, and it was personified both by them and the Phoenicians under the name of Abraham, which signifies the father of a people, figuratively, the stars of heaven, which are called his seeds forever. Saturn was the son of Terah, the earth. Abraham was the son of Terah. Saturn married his own sister Rhea, a star. Abraham married his own sister Sarai or Sarah, which signifies a star. Sirius, the ever beautiful and young. Saturn had many sons, but only one whom he loved and protected as an only son. Abraham had many sons, though he is said to have had an only son named Isaac, whom he loved. According to the famous Sanchoniatho, Saturn offered up his beloved son Jon as a holocaust, or burnt offering wholly consumed. Abraham was about to offer up his beloved son Isaac, but a ram was found as a substitute. The planet Saturn was called Israel by the Phoenicians and Chaldees. The patriarch Abraham is synonymous with the name Israel throughout the Bible. The author makes Jesus say of himself, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Hold up, Jesus, I thought your father was a carpenter. I think we all know who the husbandman is, that father of agriculture. Thus we have seen Abraham, another universal father, whose name, compounded of the Hebrew and Syriac words, Ab and Ram, father of elevation, is the astronomical characteristic of the planet Saturn, whose name, again, derived from Satu, to sow, and Sater the sower, expresses what Abraham was, the sower that went forth to sow his seed, and whose Phoenician name was literally Israel. Abraham, the father of the faithful, was a husbandman. Pagans also gave unto Saturn the glory of having taught men the way to cultivate vineyards and the earth, and the use of the sickle.
Father Time. Father Time. Now that was just the story, 11 minutes. It was 11 minutes. 11.
Speaking of 11, May 11, 2020, Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666, the Trace Act bill. Not an accident.
Not by accident. See, it's all put together. And I told you, those who listen, this is all, it's a galactic war. These are star systems who are that's why we call Star Child. And Brother Kwame, you said that videotape, she said we were star children. When I went to see the ancient aliens, they said the star child. I said, man. And then, of course, the greatest of all time, George Clinton, saying star child. But I'm going to tell y'all, this is not by accident.
No, they're saying that it's supposed to be 13 zodiac signs, which is, shouldn't that be 13 constellations? They omitted the one, Oprah Chapel, I can't remember that name. And so it's old. P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S.
Osephius.
Yes. They omitted
The serpent.
Now, why would they omit that out of the constellation charts when actually is this? Why are you hiding that or getting rid of that constellation?
Yeah.
Now, that's a question that we all should be asking. Why would you take that constellation out of the zodiac time?
Absolutely. Let me get another call in. 1-877, welcome to the Helios.
Welcome, everyone. What a great show we're having today. I want to say that throw the Book of Enoch in the mix.
Yeah, throw it in there.
I really believe that Jesus has taken the identity and characteristics of the Enoch. Well, Enoch was the person who actually wrote the Book of Enoch, unlike Jesus. You know, it was a lot of people had a handful of writing his story. You know, he didn't write his story like Enoch did. And Enoch talked about the stars. He talked about the evil energy and evil forces. Excuse me about my throat. I'm a little scratchy.
Go ahead.
This afternoon. But anyway, he talked about the stars coming down to Earth, and he talked about when they hit the Earth, they talked about the sheep, and they talk about the different animal characteristics that we have here on our planet right now, and they talked about he also talked about the aliens who were going to come down and teach us some of their secrets and exploit us. And the goal was to create their own race, and they have done that. And then here we have the COVID vaccine, which has Satan all through it. 666 is all through the reproduction of it, and we even hear about it in the Bible.
The vaccine
is invisible. You know what I mean? So we're not connected again because we are the sheep that they genetically modified on us to not to be able to see. And that's why it's such a remnant, such a small people who actually can physically see this, because I see around myself black and white people running for the vaccine. You know, they're talking about it as if it's so wonderful, and they're not using common sense. As if they can create a vaccine to cure this so-called virus, why they never create a vaccine to kill the flu and all these other diseases that's run around here. And so that's why we are really sheep. And that's why the Book of Enoch is something that people should really embrace, because I see this happening, and I don't get to.
But you know, hold on. Let's take Enoch. Enoch, a great book. Most people don't even, like, it's out of Ethiopia. I mean, it actually admits, it don't even say Ethiopia with an E. It say with an A. So, you know, they were saying, you know, it was like, wow. And then no one talks about it. finds out it's Ethiopia. Then when you start to look deeper in Ethiopia, this is where the Black Knights come out of. This is where the people who built the cathedrals come out of. These are the people that took Christianity into Ireland. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, where did this disconnect come from, unless they're able to take our brain and make it where we can't remember shit. Because I know people can't remember shit at all, and now they call it Alzheimer's. I think they created Alzheimer's by giving us lead and giving us different things to keep the brain from functioning.
They did.
Properly.
They want
it's the poisonous
brain.
Meat. It's
mushy
the poisonous
brain.
Flesh. It's the poisonous flesh that is what does it.
Well, people, I mean, people don't eat meat. I know people don't eat meat, and they crazy as hell, so I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying that this meat culture that we have been inundated with, this is what, when you realize that there's not enough bile or digestive juices or hydrochloric acid that can break it down and digest it into the colon and get it out the body. Therefore, it sits in the 32 feet of intestine and rots and causes you to be toxic. And that's toxemia.
No one's gonna, ever going to disagree with that. You're absolutely – now, let's take that thought pattern, because now I know this for me. You know it for you. Because I know you eating healthy. I see you look good for you. I've seen you. Hey, and that's the way I try to stay looking. And we know we got to eat green stuff. People, I know people who read the books Back to Eating, all that. You know, they don't follow that no more. It's like they'll eat anything,
nope.
Even if they read that book.
That's right.
All y'all know, I know people, y'all read books all y'all life, these type of books. These books have been around since Elijah Muhammad. No, but these books about eating right has been around a long time.
A long time.
I looked it up. They've been around since the Civil War. We had concoctions. We had books that had potions that were to be taken.
Yep.
I remember back in the day, in the beginning, we would eat castor oil on a daily basis. Somehow,
every
this
day.
This disconnect came.
And that wasn't by choice.
Right. Wasn't by choice.
Not with me.
You had to take it. And then, you know, you get to a certain age. Now, let's ask this question. There's two type of food at the grocery store. I'm going to say good and evil, but I'm going to say organic and regular. That's good and evil. Now, I can't specifically say that organic is actually what, but I'm going to use organic for today. So you go to this thing. Now, people got to take a conscious effort in their own life now. If right now, you're not really forced to eat somebody's food right like we did was in real slavery. We were just forced to eat and make do. You got a choice now to make eat food now. The average person, let's take it by percentage, what I'm seeing, will go to fast food before they go to a co-op to get food that's been just taken out
of
the ground.
It also depends on location, too, because some people don't have the luxury to drive, so they can only go where they can get to in their neighborhood.
That's number one. Let's take that thought. Number one is that the location would be the most important part. And then
food deserts.
No.
Deserts in the community.
Right. Now, I'm saying, now, we got them here. I've stopped and brought food, but being that when you go to a grocery store, there's two foods there. Let's deal with the people, mothers, and we go to a grocery store. There is an organic section. But because the organic section is $1 to $2 more than most of the product that's out there, if you're going to get it, including me.
And we ain't touching.
The average person will not touch. So now the question goes into effect is, who do we actually blame, knowing that you do have good and evil at your disposal? You took the evil food away, which let's call food evil for the purposes that there's so many additives, all these unnecessary additives. So the evil way is added so the food can just stay there longer. Because I've seen an apple now. I'm just nervous about apples. Y'all deal with me and tell me if y'all see it. Apples don't rot like they used to.
No, they don't.
Even organic ones do not. I've seen an organic food now that I'm starting to get nervous about that had not rotted yet. I got an apple right now that had not rotted yet. I ate three of them.
You better not eat it.
Huh?
Don't eat it.
Hey,
you better run from it.
I'm just saying, I did it on purpose because somebody told me that the food, I said, no, the organic. But I see that apple didn't. So I've watched food that, like,
it was a genetic modified apple, not a real apple. Even if it's organic, it's not.
Bad because let me ask you this question, y'all, because we got to ask this question for you. No, Because a lot of food has been hybrid. Hybrid food has been ancient, if not old. Them doing
hybridized.
Am I making this up?
But every generation is getting it's no nutrients in it. There's no nutrients and it's nothing
saying,
but even just like wheat.
Food
they cut the wheat.
Grow it.
All the agricultural sections of the major colleges and universities are dealing with hybridization. They have hybridization sections of Cornell University. You can go to all the big universities and find the same thing. And this was brought here as a part of the transfer of the Nazis from Germany to here. And they've been putting it on us, and we don't even see it.
Well, the hybrid food has been out there for a while. But I'm asking y'all, though. It's been coming because, I mean, I heard this too when I was going through all these things. Hybrid food is here. Now, the farmers and them had a chance to either stop, either so much money is going that way, because how does a farmer who knows about this, I've talked to farmers, they say they see it coming. It's going to be out of AI. They're going to have the machines. Now, let me ask y'all this question.
They already have the factory. They already have the farms that are run by AI.
I'm going to take you back. Wouldn't the cotton gin be like that today for them? Like, oh, we don't need all these slaves now, because that really was the productive major problem too. That the new innovation of technology at that time caused for the cotton gin to pick more than the human beings that were slaves. So basically, technology, because if we are this slave mentality that they claim it. Technology now is going to phase us out. I'm just go with this premise, and y'all, let me hear from y'all. If technology is going to phase us out of the so-called workforce, what they saying now is we're going to throw you this bone called universal. Are we seeing a generation that's going to just sit back and take this money, and you have to eat what we say if we give this money? Wouldn't that cause for more problems for those of us who are
and
trying
take
to eat
the shot?
And take the shot. That's what's happening.
1400. The 1400 is connected to the shot. They
Everything,
tell you if you
right.
take the 1400, you got to take the shot, and that's why.
This is how you create a human bot. You create a human bot by giving them artificial intelligence, artificial food, and then you create that being. Because my cousins are morticians, and they have the convention every year, and they say at their conventions, we don't have to embalm some of these bodies because they got enough additives and preservatives in them that we can put them in the freezer for a couple of months.
Wow. There it is.
Your body has enough additives and preservatives because you're eating such unnatural things that your body will not decay. It has a shelf life now.
Oh, yes, yes.
Ooh. Well, okay, so if they take it, all this stuff, which we know they are, and it's a lot of people going, I can't speak for anybody's health issues, because everybody got their own issues, but okay, getting medicine now that's natural does take a lot more money from the average person. They don't have no insurance. This is a scenario. They have no insurance. They really, so the food now has to be their only real medicine. If they go on that premise, of course, they have to eat, you know, real food. That should not be an issue. You would think would not be an issue, but really, everybody, that's an issue. Getting good food in the next few years is going to be a major issue.
Right, if you have the income to get it.
Right.
But what you looking
if
at?
You have
the
income, if you only living off of $1,400 a month, guess where you going? Walmart. They all in the neighborhood. I can only speak for here, though.
Right.
Right, but what you
they're
not
every other corner now.
Yep.
If you farm your own food and you see
that's
it
right.
like Brother Tariq. Tariq looks at that garden. That's his farm, and he sees what he's eating. He's not going to the pharmacy. He's seeing at the farm he's eating from. That's the difference.
Right.
It's the same word.
Right.
Yeah, he's farming. I mean,
the farm
see
is
but we always,
the medicines you put in your body.
I'm going to say this to everybody. Those are from Buffalo, New York.
Most people
have backyard. I grew up watching people, family to this day. They grow, they own, like they greens, they get a good growing their greens, they're growing this, growing their car. They've been doing it on a scale that you can only get. You can feed yourself. You can feed yourself.
Hey, bro.
But we talking about, like, hold on, I'm going to get you in here. It's going to be like, farming is, like, different way to look at it. Yeah, the home farm, I ain't got a problem with that. And you got people who got farms that could grow food and everything. That's the fine. But if we talking about, like, if you're in an urban area, you're not going to have a chance to get to the farm on a regular type basis. And so food is now something that we should think about as a weaponized.
We should learn how to start farming.
Right, because you're not going to go to the farm. Those who got the power to go to the farm, y'all should be blessed. Because if you're able to go out and see these farm people, like we do sometimes here, I must admit, we got them here. But I'm talking about people like, for instance, if you're in a city that don't have a lot of areas for you to go get these farming things, there are good food in the grocery store. We're making choices based on our paycheck. So at $1,400, if I'm making $3,000, I can spend for better food than somebody who's not going to be able to pay for that food because they can afford
your electric car, too.
Right,
hey, bro.
Right. That's what's happening. Go ahead. Jump in.
Hey, bro. Remember, I was reading an article coming out of the UK about Prince Charles, right? And they say, you know, he's going to give up certain portions of his land, and he's going to concentrate on his one focal land, and he's going to go back to organic farming and raising sheep. And I was like, remember when I mentioned it to you? And I was like, damn. And so now as we you know, coalesce here and talk about that and what's going to be the takeover and how food is going to be so offensive, it just woke me up like, bingo. And now I see why he's going back to the land, because that's going to be the focal point of survival, where you do grow your own food. You do know what's going on in there. You know, you have the ability for a longer longevity of life, and you're not tied into the matrix. And I'm like, wow.
Well, yeah.
The farmland
that Brother Tariq talking about is feasible. 23. If you got 23 acres, if you got acres of land, you pretty much got your chance to do it on your own land. Those are urban dweller people, you know, agriculture people are being driven out of those areas again to come into the city to get these jobs. That's the way the gentrification looking, if you look at the demographics. So those who got farmland, who got that, Brother Carmi sent me a person who's talking about growing the hemp. I mean, I'm not against anybody who got farmland. I think you should utilize it to your advantage. But for the most part, the average black person in these areas, urban areas, I do not have all that area of farming to go to.
No, they don't have access.
You can still provide.
No, they're going to have to grow in their
small
homes.
Gardens on your balcony.
Right.
Small gardens.
Wherever there's a window, you can grow your own.
I believe that. Small gardens. Because I know plenty of family members.
Yeah, indoor growing. Indoor
there's
growing.
Always people growing shit. I know people right
old
now.
For,
mm-hmm.
Right
for Bill Gates.
Yeah. No, we ain't trying to be like that, because what happens is when you say farming, automatically you say Prince Charles. Prince Charles got 100 acres of, 100,000 acres of land that he could go anywhere in the world to. For the person that's trying to make it through this transition, who's making it through this transition, those black or different groups in this country here, I've seen farmland just going through different parts of Florida, Georgia, New York State, you name it, Delaware. They got people. There are people with land of huge amounts of it, able to do what they could do. It's just going to be if the government, and here's where it gets to be the Roman Empire type of thing with the Jesus story. If the government is now what we have decided to let happen, because look what black folks is getting themselves into in Georgia. They have decided that. Because, and I'm going to tell, I want all your opinion. I know all about what we read about the history. I've been the Black Plague. I know all about the lynching. We have seen them having sex with our babe. I mean, alligator shoes by the crocodile, eaten by all that we know about. But from all that took place, we end up still having to stay here. Now, we here today, ain't going nowhere. And you know you're not going nowhere. You're staying right here in this beloved country you call Turtle Island. It's called whatever you want to make it today, America. or the America, like it really says underneath it, our real name, the America. You know, it makes us think. It makes you think for a minute, how far and how down the rabbit hole we all went, because with all this going on, we cannot even imagine that we the richest per capita in the world than nations. Yet our biggest problem is considering how come white folks don't like us. That's our whole game plan.
Yeah. Who cares?
But can't argue with that one.
That's the brain. That's the brainwash that they put over. That's the curse. That's the curse,
right,
that we have over the white people have over our black folks here in the United States. We don't care about how we're going to congregate and come together, put our money together, create our own communities, our own businesses. Our whole concern is, the white people don't like us because our masters told us to, that they don't like us. That's all we care about is racism. Now we had China come over here and check our politicians to solidify their country as being some unique country that goes over and enslaved their people, don't have no rights. They put them in concentration camps. They're the most inhumane country in the freaking world, and the Democrat Party allowed China to come over here and admonish us as being a racist country. But if we're so racist, why
the hell is
everybody
the
in the
money.
Damn world running their asses over here? Why we have
the
all these
money.
Interracial countries? Why
money.
We have all these billionaires and millionaires
yeah,
in our
yeah,
country?
Have,
we done came from slavery to congressmen to presidents to senators.
Hold on. Money seems to be. I heard the word money.
White people, wake up. We're not that racist.
Get out of the color game, sister. Get out of the color game. When people
I'm not
call
in the color
that,
game, brother. I'm
going
to say to you, black people
building,
need to get out of the
they,
color game and stop being brainwashed
about, yeah,
to believe
yeah,
in
yeah,
the United
yeah,
States, this racist country that we're not. We have some racism here, but not epidemic like China.
It ain't the color game.
We're the biggest comeback slave history story in the world.
Hold on.
The color game.
Hold on. Let me hear your voice so I can hear what you say about this color game, because I don't know.
The color game, the checkerboard game was the biggest detriment to all the – listen to me.
But you
was,
in the color game.
Time out.
You ain't making sense out that one. The Chinese people have now taken over as the mourners of people now. Think about what's going on. They over here say –
a dry bone. I'm looking at an article now that just came out. MLB boycotted Georgia a day after expanding China deal, April the 4th. It just came out this morning. MLB boycotted Georgia a day after expanding China deal.
That's right. So there you go.
Y'all want to vote for those Democrats in there.
Just play money. Right. Now, that's the, you said money game, and you saying this.
But
it was the color money game. They're using black folk, though.
They're taking us out of the money game.
Hold on. Time out.
They're using the race game to take us out of the money game because the money game is at a higher level and
game because we believe in
Hegelian dialect.
We believe in color.
That's the Democrat
all,
Party.
Let's be honest.
The Democrat Party most people
nine.
Voted in. They use that race card every time they don't like something.
The race card
you go
used.
To the left, he's racist.
He's racist.
Y'all keep calling for it.
Hold on. I gotta get y'all agree. Like, hold on, we got a few minutes left. Hold on. Color game is being used. It's money. The color game is being used because it's a money game. Plain and simple. That makes the most money for this Democratic
They work
party.
Hand
it's
in hand.
It's hand in hand.
Right.
It's hand in hand. Thank you.
Can I say
it's
something?
They use it. They frantic. You argue with people all day long about how dumb they are about this because they got the people to believe in the color game. The color game, even they're the same color as you, telling you, oh, that shit ain't true what you're saying. So the color game is connected to the money game. The money game came out of the philosophy of the so-called civil rights movement because they pushed that shit on that generation the most. They said, y'all ain't getting the rights. So they kept hearing something that was true But at the same time, they never had control of it. So if you don't have control of something, then you're being led to the slaughter. We finally at slaughter level because everybody else took the vaccine, and you can't stop them. I can't stop them. So the slaughter game is already in play. By us looking at how this connects to the civil rights movement, because they got black people, they even went and got a black nurse to say she made it. I made it for y'all. Come on, man.
Right.
Hey, before
right.
we go,
right.
let me say this before we get off the line.
And
this happened 2 days
too.
Ago here in Chicago. The black mayor here, where she lives on the north side with a predominantly homosexual community, is saying that she's getting ready to lock down the city of Chicago again because the cases are going up because all the yuppie white people in her neighborhood are going out to the restaurants and bars and they spreading the virus. And so she's getting ready. She's thinking about locking down the whole city again. True story.
Lock her ass up. I don't understand why Chicago is continuing to let this evil force continue to run your city. Why don't y'all get a petition to overthrow her?
Don't worry about Chicago. Don't worry about
Chicago.
I want to say something about
you. You got Stacey Abrams, and you got a lot of black people.
She ain't no politician. She an outsider.
That's even worse.
Because she black and the race game has told
the
black people, oh, we got a black person talking about voting. She don't hold no office. She has no power.
Okay.
But to influence the black people on the race card. That's safety.
Okay, I want to say something about Easter, right? Easter, they cut the word Easter. That day is really supposed to be the celebration of the East Star or the Eastern Star. And the Eastern Star is what? Ceres. And Ceres also, they got what? The Eastern Star is also representation of what? The female Masons, right?
Right.
So it's really the celebration of Ceres. The star, the great star in the east. That's what Easter really represents.
Right.
So they're
the
not celebrating
east,
no Jesus,
the
which
Eastern
is a star as
that's
well.
Right. That's right.
It's Ceres.
Well, so these are star worshiping religions. So if they star worshiping religions, like and the brother said that to the Native Americans, they got the star books. I would like to go to that and see if we can get them to. I would love to go to that area and just see what they got to say on this because that's deep. Let me just go here. I'm gonna do this one thing because again, all we do is talk about these people, but these people of the Bible story that you just heard, Isaac, Abraham, all that is Saturn, all of it, worship of Saturn.
Hey, my man, you hear me, brother?
There you go. Jump in. What's up, bro? Good, brother West. Go ahead,
hey,
man. Jump in, brother West.
I'm still learning, man. I've been listening for the last 2 weeks. I ain't say nothing because I've been out trying to make these paper, but last time we talked, we talked about the breath areas, man. So I advise y'all to learn how to eat without no fucking food and no water, man. Okay, you better learn how to stop fasting at least once a month, man. Okay, I sent you a story on this brother in Florida. That's a breath area. Did you see it?
Yeah, you sent me that, and you sent me one about that group that we talked about. That's on. I'll tell you about that group later. Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting. And matter of fact, I'm glad you've been listening. Now, you see a lot of stuff going on that's happening. And like I said before, it's going to be a time where you will have to learn how to not eat. Some of y'all used to do that was taught that a long time ago, too, how not to eat so much. They say 1 meal a day can get you, but I'm going to be honest with everybody. The number one thing you better drink is some damn water. If you ain't going to eat.
You got folks don't need water.
I can't tell nobody not to drink the water because some people will dehydrate.
No, can't do that.
Yes,
you can. Tanique, don't never say can't, man. You can't never say can't, bro.
If they're going to eat something, drink some water. But then again, learn how to use your body. Because remember, I'm going to say this for everybody. Everybody's body ain't the same. Everybody don't have the same blood. Our blood
that's
types
right.
are different. If you don't have the same
that's
blood
right.
type, I don't know what blood.
My man, I talked to a whole bunch of doctors. They say the best bloodline is O. If you O, you untouchable, man. Okay?
Yeah.
If you O,
right.
you got to try to keep it there. Okay.
I'm O positive.
Yeah, me too.
You good. I know all y'all on this line.
Oh, we cousins.
I keep telling y'all. Yeah, y'all cousins. You family, man. Okay.
That's
oh,
right.
You, is you good. The universal. What the universe? The universe.
That's
oh,
right.
The universe.
They, I can give blood to everybody. But we can't take everybody's blood, but we can give blood to everybody.
Nope.
That's right. You don't take none of that bullshit when they take it. You right, bro. You special from the Most High. Y'all, all y'all on this line, man. Until my sister talking about China, all the shit you got made in China. I bet that Chinese phones you talking on made in China. So get the hell out of here about this Chinese shit.
So are you defending China coming over here checking us about our racist country? Man, are you defending China?
My sister, the first emperor of China.
The reason why they made in China is because our government gave them all the power to make everything.
I understand.
You need to do some research, man. The first emperor of China was Black Emperor Wu.
Brother West, I got you. Emperor Wu and all that is the Chinese. But the Chinese is not treating, the Chinese is right near Africa. We know that. And I'm going to go by what the Africans say.
Doing all the land over there. Got the canal over there.
I got to be honest about
that. How do you support China? How anybody can support China?
Hold on.
Let me be your solution, man.
Because you mentioned China. No, I'm glad you mentioned China because it's true. Our people in Africa don't think about China the way you're talking about China. Let's be honest now. The people in Africa, Nigeria, they want them out. They want them out. I hear it all.
Right.
I get emails from about
in Guinea. Hey,
so what about the boy, the rapper, who the face of this so-called, what's his name, the rapper, who doing
Akon.
All these cities. The Chinese have backed them.
Right.
So not all countries on the continent, you understand? Not all countries on the continent have a different view of China.
That's my point.
Yep.
That's my point. There's every
because of the media. The media controls the narrative. When the media come over and brags about China and tell you all these wonderful things about China, and then you know, it's like a brainwash. People love China because every time I see something made in China, it makes me puke. There's so many people in America could have made
that
product. And our government gave China all our manufacturing. They're making our medicines, our vaccines, everything.
Hold on. Okay. Mask.
Yeah.
Right. They made the mask. Now, again, this is done. Let's be honest about this.
We all use
I'm glad y'all bringing this up because
made in China.
I'm so glad y'all brought it because we look at color too again. Color, you just said color.
Yep.
He's saying because Emperor Wu was black and because of Kung Fu and all that. That's great. I do agree with that. But my point today for all of us, it does not stop the relevance of them. They'll kick your ass out of wherever you at right now and take over your area. They don't care about
being black. Drop on. It's not what the fuck they doing, it's what you gonna do.
You can't do nothing against the people, man, who are already taking over stuff.
Bro,
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same token, you gotta work. If the Chinese people stop you from working because you work construction because they control the thing, you're going to be worried about where you're going to eat, even though you might not want to eat all the time. I got that. But we're talking about that. You might be able to do that. The average person on this line is not going to go without eating because some people work out.
Hey, but man, I can't tell nobody what to do. They want to starve, eat their GMO. That's on them. Only person I'm correcting is me, man.
I understand, but I'm saying we're just trying to look at it as a broader. I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. All I'm saying with you is that we got to look at it also. Your body ain't the same. The body's not the same.
And one more thing, I got two websites for black farmers. One of them in Jordan is Swanson Farm, and another one is a black-owned farm called Wolf Farms, man. Okay, it's black farmers out there, man. If you in the information age, you can find out every damn thing you
That's
want
my
to
point.
Find out, man.
I just said that. I said there's black people. We said this already. Black people got farmland. It's up to you to want to deal with it. But the same token, the average person that we deal with, if you deal with family, I mean, if we want to be reclusive and don't deal with nobody, that's a different story. But you're dealing with people on a daily basis that you know that you got feelings about. They're not doing the same thing because you say, but the
hey,
same
bro,
thing is,
we're all
going to be affected by Christmas. If something goes wrong with
every
state,
information out there,
I want everybody to understand it. If they boycott, say they boycott Georgia, Say they do boycott Georgia because of all this going on. The economy will go very bad after a while. So
they already lost the All-Star game, the Major League. They just got that taken from them last week.
Right. So that's going to bring people closer together. Go ahead.
In 2011, when they killed Troy Davis, I called for economic sanctions to get Georgia. So they catching up with me. And that's when they turned me into a Manchurian candidate and told me to go kill Obama. Because I called for economic sanctions to get Georgia. So they just catching up with what I'm saying.
thank goodness you didn't do that. I'm glad you wouldn't.
Check this out. And then they tried to link me to the Nation of Islam. I said, bro, I'm above them. They want something done, kiss my ass, let them go do it. They want to kill somebody, let them do it. I'm about life. So ever since then, that's when I said to the left and sleep. I started researching the devil, and I shared the information. So they can't never mess with me no more. They should have left my black ass too.
Hey, and you know that's right, because me and you both been through that transition of having the government call on these shows that we were on. I've had it my damn self, so I agree with you on that. But again, I could do what you're saying, and I've done it because I could go without eating. I've done it pretty much. But my point for everybody is you're going to have to regiment your body. If you got farmland, you're able to do that stuff. I love it because I just know that eating good food, just by watching food and cooking food myself, eating quality food makes me don't even want to go to the restaurant. Or go somewhere.
Like Kwame them said, man, you can take a 5-gallon bucket and put some heirloom seeds in there and grow you some tomatoes.
Absolutely. We got buckets. Yeah. Girl, you know we got nurseries down here. I could go right now and go get some fresh fruit. And George, you know that. Brother Jeff, know that. All of them know that he live in farmland too. Most of Florida, once you go into the west part of Florida, you in agricultural country. Once you leave, 95. Yes, on the go west, on 95, most places
are. Down there, they got you pick'em farms, man. We went to the
tomato farm. They got you pick'em.
We started having a wall. We got kicked out the tomato farm, man. So we got
you pick'em. We got you pick'em avocados. We got avocados just drop off the trees here, y'all. We got avocados up in Yanya. We got guava.
We got them here three.
We got them. I tell people when I first got here, y'all could attest to this. It used to be, the people told me this. I see why they had infinite crab. A street before all the construction started to come, crabs would come across all the way to US 1. They would have crab all day long. All day long.
Right. And then at nighttime, you go to the ocean with a net and shine a light in the water in the ocean, you scoop up shrimp.
Here's where it gets deep. Now, this is what I tell people. See, we species. I'm going to go to where we talk. Let's talk for a minute, y'all, out there. But we species. So, obviously, a species, we got to eat off something. Yeah. Even if we eat off food, whatever. See, it's so many people on the land. And because they got us piled up, we don't have us. It's a lot of land, everybody. I want y'all to know that. There's enough land for all of us to have acres. That's how much land is
That's
left.
Right.
Exactly.
Acres. That's right.
Acres. It's enough land for all
of
us to
have acres. The state of Oregon can hold all of the people of the world in the state of Oregon can fit and have plenty of land to grow.
Plenty of land.
So come on.
So that's a hoax. That's another hoax by saying.
Nike headquarters is in Oregon, so they ain't having that shit.
Say Nike ain't having that shit. Hey, again, I hate to say this, but, you know, I'm glad y'all on the line. I appreciate all y'all calling. We're going to keep this going. But we got to take a solid look at what's happening to a lot of people, too, man. That cargo ship, the kids being taken. We've seen a lot of things happening, and I hate to say this, but they're doing a lot of things to different communities, not just us, but really the food. Everything need to be taken into account. It's like a holy resurrection of your own mind, like we do. That's why I said we're going to leave it on that resurrect your mind. That was always what's taught. Resurrect yourself. Become a perpendicular to square. Be as best you can be for you and yourself and family. Like you say, Brother West made a deep prayer. Go ahead.
DMX's second album was called Blood of My Blood, Flesh of My Flesh. If you're into hip-hop, go back and listen to it.
That's a bad album, too. Yes. That was my man. DMX was the bro. Everybody know he was the bomb. He was the shit back
Dark
in the day.
Dark Man X.
He still was was kicking it. And that demon, that he had his own, everybody got their own demons, family members, we all got their, everybody, that demon did not stop you, did not stop it. That demon is always produced with agriculture. The best drugs in the world are guarded by armies.
Food.
The best drugs in the world, let me state that again, is surrounded by armies. And y'all keep that thought.
Yes,
about how good agriculture is. Agriculture will have you go to war
exactly.
if you can't grow your number one produce. And that's what's happening today.
And don't forget, folks, that the earth is 75% water. Your body is over 75% water. The main organs in your body, the liver, 84% water. Explain that. Your kidneys, 83% water. Your lungs, 84% water. Water is the key to your pineal glands functioning, all your brains functioning. Come on.
Forget about the brain.
They're going to have a war.
And that's why ice is melt.
Brain
hey,
and water.
That's why ice is melt, man. That's
water.
Brain sitting in a bowl of water.
Bowl of water.
That's why ice is melting. So the water is getting heated up. We're getting heated up. Because ice is melting. So the people, y'all better quit talking about some just ice because the ice is melting.
Yeah.
But what does water hold? Water holds memory. This is
why we have the
ice caps. At the North Pole and the South Pole, because the millions of years of consciousness is being released back into the earth as they melt. So this is how we replenish the consciousness of this planet.
Yeah, I like
that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I already told y'all what to say. That's what the Yeshua said, learn how to walk on water, man. You walking on water every day. Y'all don't know y'all walking on water?
Every day. Every
day. Said what he do, we can do also. He walked on water. We walking on water right now. Mr. Big Gregory told
y'all
that.
We inundated with it. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And not get wet. Don't forget, we can walk on the water and not get wet. So we'll leave you with that one, man. Everybody, peace out. We love y'all.
Yes, sir.